Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Yay, yay! And welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host Rod, but I'm joined by my co-host because I can't do it by myself. And that's the homie Jay Trill, aka Justin. What it is, Jay Treasy?
Now what's going on?
Ski wee!
We live up in the building.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the people in the chat room. Appreciate y'all coming through live. Sparger, Ann Cam, Leon Brothers with tits of STFU. Mm-hmm. I see y'all. Fresh LCA stopping through for a couple minutes. We can't start the show without talking about, you know, exactly what's going on. And that is the theme song, the theme song to the show. Cause nothing moves until that moves. So let's get started.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right there.
I'm talking about balls deep. In love.
Hump up positive traits. Give a pound into a feeling. Make a soft mouth salivate. Hey, Tyron, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh. Sorry to hear that. Where was I?
We're talking about balls deep in love.
Oh, we do have fun.
Has he sold that house yet, Scottie Pippen?
He probably needs to. First things first, man, I cannot start the show without saying how much I was embarrassed by the 61 points that LeBron James put up on my Bobcats. MKG, the official, I think, is one of the best defensive stoppers in the league, one-on-one. Most people don't know about this because they don't watch the Bobcats, but we are a top 10 defensive team by most metrics. And MKG has become an elite level defender, but he got torched so bad by LeBron James, dog. Like the third quarter, LeBron just had one of them Jordan like fuck you moments where he just was like, man, fuck this nigga. Like, I'm about to embarrass him in front of all his friends and family. And he dropped like 26 points straight on him and they didn't even double team. Like, I don't know what was supposed to happen, but you got to double team him, right? Something.
What needed to happen was six fouls by Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Yeah. He too young to really understand what was happening to him. Like, he is now the dude that got 61 scored on him when he used to be a promising young defensive player in the NBA.
Right, because normally in a game like that, regardless of where you're at, I don't care if you're in the NBA, college, you're in the gym, you're in your backyard, son against father.
Mm-hmm.
And primarily son against father.
And that's what it looked like.
He remember his dad giving him them hard-ass grown man fouls the older and better he got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If he didn't have his dad in his life, some guy at the Y, somebody was fouling him hard as shit. Mm-hmm. The more points he was scoring, he had to realize at some point, I need to foul the fuck out of him. I need to take this tech and foul the fuck out of him. Do something.
Yeah. He did it in the mask, dog. Like, it was so embarrassing as a human being, dog, that roots for the Bobcats, man. Cause it was just like, you know, cause I love LeBron and I could never hate him. But I was really getting in that moment where I was like, just like trip him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, y'all can't just like push him on one of these threes or something. Like,
something, yeah.
He doing, like, he don't even have a care in the world. There was a three he pulled up for. Well, I swear to God, a dude set a pick. he just took a dribble. Like, he didn't use the pick, really. He just took a dribble and shot it from further out. Like, let me just see if I'm feeling this. Yep, I'm feeling it.
So, at what point in the game did you realize LeBron is fucking killing right now?
When Al Jefferson, when I looked at the stat sheet, Al Jefferson had about 30 points and 15 boards. And I was like, this ain't like the game close. And this, like, because Al Jefferson is balling and no one's paying attention to it because LeBron is killing. Like, how good do you have to kill somebody for a dude to have a 38 and 19 game? And nobody has talked about this game all week.
Right. He was killing.
38 and 19, dude. Like, on the low, Al Jefferson has been the pickup of the offseason.
That's why I'm surprised that the Bobcats not in the top six.
Yeah, man. Like, on some real shit, dog. Like, it's getting to that point where, one, I'm glad they're not tanking. Because at some point, you do got to pull the trigger and win. I think a lot of these teams that are tanking are making a big mistake.
Yep.
Because you... Everybody's betting on these fucking kids to all be stars. Now, I'm not saying it's impossible, but the likelihood of all these freshmen that are coming out this year developing in the NBA All-Stars is so low, man. Like, you're more than likely you're going to tank, and then you're going to have the Sixers get, you know, let's say Jabari Parker or something.
Yep.
If Jabari Parker is anything less than Kevin Durant,
which he is, he's not that good, man.
I like Jabari Parker, but I'm just saying, like, let's just on an odds basis. If he, like, his ceiling can't be Rudy Gay, OJ Mayo, or it won't be good enough. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, he has to be Kevin Durant, LeBron James.
He even has to be Carmelo, who hasn't won anything in the NBA.
Even Paul George, like, you need something to justify tanking for this season. Cause I'm telling you, all these kids can't be all-stars, man. If some of these kids don't pan out, even look at the class that had Melo. Who was it? Melo, Durant. No, I'm sorry. Melo, LeBron.
Yeah,
Wade. Was, Bosh in that? No. Was Bosh in that year? I know they all signed their contracts.
Some other guy in Detroit.
Bosh, okay, yeah, Bosh was in that.
No, but the guy
the dude
from
that
Detroit.
Went to Detroit, Darko Milicic.
Yeah, Darko.
But you know, like that year, even that year, people weren't like, Bosh is an all-star. He kind of panned out. Even with D-Wade, Bron, and Melo, that shit was like a once in a lifetime, that might not happen for 20 years thing. Is that what people think is going to happen next year? Like, think these kids going to be Bron, Wade, Melo, Bosh, draft?
That's what they think.
Because so many teams are tanking. And as a Bobcats fans, I've seen what happens. Like, I've seen what happens when you put all your eggs in the basket. I'm a tank. We're going to get this hot draft pick. And you either get the pick that you think you want. It turns out to not be as good as you thought, or worse, you get that lottery and they be like, nah, player. What you thought you was going to get? The second pick in the draft? Sixth. So, yep. Right where the good niggas stop being at. That's where you at.
And that happened to the Bobcats several times.
Yeah. Like, I understand why they stopped tanking, man. Like, people, like, I heard Wilbon being like, this ain't the year you got to tank. I'm like, actually, no. Like, how many years we got to go through this shit before we go, actually, we're done tanking?
And especially with the Bobcats, when you get the hype of Kemba Walker, and you're like, oh, they got Kemba Walker, blah, blah, you get here, and it's like, but he needs somebody else. It's like, right. Well, so it wasn't worth it tanking. Right. Then you get Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, and it's like, oh, blah, blah, and it's like, but, okay, when are these draft picks that's supposedly the second coming, when they going to pan out, and we're going to actually have a winning organization? Or can we just try winning in the beginning?
Right. And I mean, cause we have the young players. We have other teams' draft picks, which is really the way to do it. Like,
and think about how young the Bobcats are. You got Josh McRoberts. You got Kemba Walker. You got Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. You got Cody Zeller.
Mm-hmm.
You got, Luke Rittenhour, not that old.
Right.
Our
veteran is Al Jefferson at this point.
Yeah, and him and Gerald Henderson.
Yeah, he not an old man, and neither is Gerald Henderson. Like, why you want to instill losing in these young niggas, man? So now they supposed to somehow learn to magically turn around a losing culture, but not try until they get a good draft pick. Like, and what happens if you do get into the lottery and then the balls bounce a certain way and you end up with the eighth pick in the draft, the ninth pick in the draft? Now what? Cause it's not like the Bobcats will be the only team tanking. Everybody tanking.
I'm going to tell you how young this team is. Nobody told Michael Kidd-Gilchrist to foul LeBron.
That's how young our team is, dog.
Like, 61. Nobody said, listen, foul him hard and stop him from coming to the basket at will.
Any right veteran now, team would have said, nigga, you need to undercut him immediately.
He got – Michael Kidd-Gilchrist had two fouls that game. Two fouls. Al Jefferson had four.
Right. Right.
Kemba Walker had two fouls. Nobody else wanted to help out and get a foul in? You got four more to give.
Help me out, man. He killing me.
On a close game.
He not gonna miss. Help.
That's one of LeBron's weaknesses. He not that strong at the free throw line.
Dude, it was so embarrassing, man. But it's so funny because, and this kind of proves my point that I've been saying for a while, Paul George got such a low bar. Everybody out here got these low bars for Paul George.
I noticed they're starting to comment on it.
Yeah, remember when it was, you know, I think Paul George one of the top five players in the league. Might even be Pat, you know, LeBron's going to have problems in the playoffs. He could defend LeBron and he could score.
Man, he had 2 points the other night.
Nigga, we beat the Pacers and held this nigga to 0-for-9 shooting 2 points. And now people finally want to talk about what I've been saying for a while. Paul George is falling off.
Why I gotta be disrespectful just because the Bobcats did it? I mean, again, the Bobcats should be a top six team in the East right mm-hmm. now. And let's say this too, even when they played their game against the Heat, like the Bobcats, I'm looking at now, they put up 107. Mm-hmm. That's a high score in the NBA. LeBron had to have an on fire game and make it 124 for the Heat.
The Heat weakness is still that paint. And we got that. That's the thing. A lot of these NBA teams, man, like, there's not a lot of them with good players in the paint. Like, even the Pacers, you know, they got Roy Hibbert, but Roy Hibbert's not really an offensive juggernaut. And he typically every night is going against a scrub. He went up against Al Jefferson and caught that work. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it. Big Al been killing this year, dog. It's the weirdest thing ever that nobody's talking about Al Jefferson's season right now just because it's with the Bobcats. Like, he's still putting up numbers, man. Like, we can't even discuss it on a numbers basis. Like, can we just discuss that he might be a top five center in the NBA? Like, we can't even talk about it. So, I don't know, man. But it was just crazy. Watching Paul George throw up them ducks, and you know, I go log on the internet to see if anybody got something to say, and nobody really shitting on him. Like, if LeBron James had a bad game against San Antonio last night and people was ready to go, articles being written, everything, I couldn't avoid it. It was LeBron James blamed his sleeves and his mask, you know. Wake up after that Paul George game, it's just, oh, you know, Paul George had an off night.
But you know what it is too, man. The bar is so high for LeBron, it's not even fair.
Right. Right.
It's like we want him to pass the ball down court, run down and catch the pass, then throw another pass, and he run and catch that pass and alley-oop dunk it. Like, that's what we want every play from LeBron, and it's not possible. And we want it every single night, 82 games, while D-Wade can play every other night. Mm-hmm. And even the nights he does play it, he gives minimum effort, and it's all on LeBron still.
The Pacers not ready for prime time is my point. They not ready. Like, people, I know what's going to happen. We're going to get close to the playoffs. They'll probably still have home court advantage by a game or two, possibly. Or even if they don't, people going to start being like, I think the Pacers can beat the Heat. If David West scores 70 and if Paul George does this and locks up LeBron – I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. They can't beat the Heat. They're still not ready for prime time.
What it is, and ironically, Andrew Bynum will be the deciding factor. Yeah. And I don't know that I would put anything on Andrew Bynum being the deciding factor for anything in my life.
Nah, this is what's going to be great. We finally get the matchup we've been wanting for years. Andrew Bynum's knees versus Greg Oden's knees.
Mm-hmm. What's crazy is even though Greg Oden may appear to be 50, and his knees appear to be 70, he's younger than Bynum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's actually younger than Bynum. I don't know whose knees are healthier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bynum been resting his knees for 2 years, a year in Philly. You know what I mean? He had a whole year in Philly just resting his knees.
I'm just saying, Justin.
Getting the best medical treatment NBA has to offer.
We finally might get the one debate to rule it all, dog. Black Rob said Nemagedon. We finally might get Greg. What happens?
Greg Oden knees not gonna make it to the playoffs.
What happens? Can we just go down for pretend land for a second? What happens if Greg Oden is checking Andrew Bynum and they both bump knees? Will like the world explode? Like, will time travel start? Like, what?
They knees actually are like magnets.
Yeah.
So they won't ever bump each other. Like, they talking. You're too close. Back up.
Hold up now.
Slow down.
How ginger are them post moves going to be? Them post moves going to be flawless.
It's no Akeem Olajuwon dream shakes.
Yeah.
There are no post moves. It's fadeaways. Straight fadeaways. Away from me, you shall go.
They're going to throw it to the paint. And Bobo could be doing turnaround fadeaways. Like, hold up now, player. Hold up now. You're stepping on my shoes. Getting too close.
Check out my footwork. Like, it's...
Oh, man. That'll be hilarious, dog.
You ever seen Greg Oden take a charge?
Hell no. One time.
Right.
When he hurt his knee.
And after then, when people drive to the basket, one hand is up and one hand is covering nearest knee, closest to the next person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not, he don't cover his chest. Most people cover their balls, you know what I'm saying, when they taking them charges. Not him.
They gonna have a knee off, dog. I would love to see that matchup. We probably won't get it. I just can't believe.
I can't believe
either one of them are making it that far.
It will be in the Eastern Conference Finals because there's nobody else in the East that's going to beat them.
Yeah, the Knicks are sorry.
Yeah, the Bulls don't have Nate Robinson this year to pose a threat. That's dumbest move ever letting him go, man.
Yeah, I think he got hurt too anyway, so he's out for the season, I think. But, the Bulls aren't good.
Toronto not good.
The Nets. Come on, man. The Nets. The Eastern Conference playoffs going to be so terrible. Because you know the Bobcats getting swept. Because, like, even our wins are regular. Like, I'm not stupid. I know these are regular season wins. Like, that's the thing I saw last night where the Heat lost to the Spurs. And the Spurs were taking it so serious. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, the other team is good and they're probably even better. Like, the Heat are a better team, in my opinion. But the Spurs were playing so hard. They were just like, man, y'all got it. Shit. Like, what's wrong with y'all? Why y'all playing so hard?
But you know why? See, the Pacers not mad no more. Mm-hmm. They forgot what it was like in the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. Spurs still mad. Mm. Pop still mad. Pop remind them every fucking day. Y'all mad. We mad. You know what I'm saying?
Here's what I think it is. All right. I think the Pacers are just annoying enough to make the Heat care. The Heat don't care about the Spurs because they're going to see them, what, twice a year maybe?
Yep.
Like, they don't give a fuck, man. Like, they went out there and was like, oh, these niggas going to play hard. All right. Like, we just came to shoot around, bro. Just whatever. 21. Y'all got 21. That's cool. I'm working on my three. And then the Pacers, though, the Pacers be like, yeah, we're going to bust y'all at. The Pacers are like Jeremy. You know what I mean? Like, how you even.
They don't know
the
story of Jeremy.
Yeah, but you know how Jeremy is like, Justin's little brother. And Justin Jeremy would come out and play ball with us. And, Jeremy would try, he would be like, I could beat you 1-on-1 to Justin. And he would play Justin 1-on-1, like almost every day after we finished playing ball.
Every week.
Every week.
Twice a week.
And Justin would beat him. Every time.
I will bust his ass.
Right. And there was days where literally me and Justin had one for a couple hours straight. We tired. Jeremy just walking in fresh.
Always come late.
Yeah, he come in late. He basically fresh. And then he still had to be like, you know, well, we're going to play. And Justin looked like, man, I guess I got to do this. And go out there. And he's just annoying enough. Like, Jeremy might get a three-point lead to start the game. Like, I look up, I'll be like, damn, Jeremy, what's that? 3-1. I'm like, Justin, you better do something, man. And he's just annoying enough that you get the energy to be like, man, let me bust Dustin off real quick. I can't be embarrassed by having this girl, my little brother beat me. That's how I feel like the Pacers are to the Heat, where they just like, at first it was cute. It was like, oh, man, y'all trying hard. All right, y'all got us. And then, like, that second or third time when they start talking shit, they're like, oh, really, nigga? Okay. Okay, then. Let me just play hard tonight and see what happened. Oh, okay. So now y'all got nothing to say? I ain't heard the Pacers talk shit about the Heat since they took that L. Have you?
That was back in December. That was December L.
Right. That was like 3 months ago, and they still haven't said a fucking word.
Yeah, they gave up, man. They gave up.
They know they not going to beat the Heat, man.
And then they didn't even have D Wade that game.
Right.
So they gave up. The Spurs still upset, man.
And I've been watching D Wade lately too, man. And, I mean, knock on wood. But, hey, bruh. Is it me or D Wade knees looking kind of good, man? How you been noticing it? Like, he dunked real easy last night. I was like, I mean, the thing is, I don't go by one game anymore with D Wade because I think he can do anything for one game.
Yep.
But like, I watched him with his knees dunk on the dude, against the Spurs. And like, there was never that hesitation that you have when you old, where you be like, all right, I'm gonna dunk on this dude. So let me like get my mind right. You know, that mind right dribble.
Yep.
Like he got past the dude and then he got ready to go up and it was a guy under the basket. And then he just had this like, oh, I'm dunking it. So you can either move. Or you can get dunked on. Dude just didn't dunk. He didn't jump. He was like, all right, then, good dunk. Hey, man.
You think Savon back in his life?
I think Gabby might have called Savon, dog.
You think Savon back rubbing them knees?
No, I think Gabby might have called Savon and said, look, I know we don't see eye to eye, and I know we never going to be friends, but let me tell you something. If you still want a percentage of these checks, we got to do something about his knees. Cause you know, at this point, you know, it's hurting you too. Like if he don't get this new contract, you hurt as well as me.
Yep.
You know, you got the good divorce deal. You getting the percentage. So whatever, what was you doing? Just like write it down, the instructions. I'll follow it. Like don't tell him we talk.
Cause Mary Jane might not be coming back next season.
Right. Mary Jane, is it coincidence that Mary Jane just had the finale, now his knee's working?
They canceled Single Ladies. I don't know if I'm next.
Right.
Networks is crazy out here.
Gabby, like, so you take, a little bit of being gay, but then you mix that with the Tiger Balm? Okay. Now what's this coconut oil for? Okay. So you got the, okay. And how many degrees do I want to? Man, like Siobhan probably had a science.
Look, so you saying that when I get on top and I'm riding him, that if I actually turn and face his knees, I can rub on him and put in work at the same time.
Man, you just
you just opened up a whole new world for me.
Yeah. So I'm relaxing him and I'm fixing his knees. Okay. And then you just let him sleep for 3 to 4 hours after that. Okay. I got it. Okay.
You saying stop hanging out in Hollywood and taking pictures.
Right. So you saying.
No, we can't go to premieres. Wait, what are you saying?
So you saying that we don't need to go out and call TMZ to see us eating dinner together? Just put his knees and wrap him up so he can go to bed at night?
Right. You saying actually let him rest? Don't right. talk to him?
Just put on House of Cards and get out the room? Okay. I guess if you're right. Head only. All right, well, head on. I guess he's gotta work on that. But yeah, she like that, like something up with his knees, dog. I just seen it, man. I don't know if he's just having a good stretch or what, but it's been like a good 3 weeks that I've been observing him, and it's been like when he's playing, his knees look real good. So yeah. I don't know if the off days are different. I don't know what it is, bro. But before the beginning of the year, he would take a day off, 2 days off, come back, and his knees be looking still kind of like, oh, I see why you need the time off. Like, you need some more time to sit down.
All jokes aside, yeah. I really think D-Wade has been getting the shots before the game. I think before he was anti getting them shots.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabby back home, she not filming anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't have to run around and chase the kids because she at home.
Mm. Okay.
And I think actually being a parent is weighing on his knees, because you got to do dad shit, like get on the floor and shit with your sons, especially his kids' age. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got to do dad shit. And when Gabby out filming and doing things like that, it's left to him to do by herself.
Right.
And we know she a tomboy. You know what I mean? She plays sports in high school and that sort of thing. So she don't mind getting on the floor playing with them. And now that she back home, you know, the show of which she's not out doing tours and interviews and things like that,
mm-hmm.
talking about her rape, you know, and things like that. He got that out of the way. It's like, now he can't concentrate on basketball. He can go to rehab. The other thing, too, is now that he didn't have that mistress that he had the first half of the season.
Right. That's true, too. That was probably fucking his mind.
I got this extra energy.
Because also, even with them, first of all, it takes a lot of energy to cheat. Right.
Yep.
Like, because it's not the cheating, it's the hiding, the lying, the alibis, all this shit.
You got to remember a password for his phone.
Yeah.
Like, he can leave it unlocked now.
Yeah. Women be, and you know, women also be having all these like rules and shit. Like, I watch Scandal. Liv's supposed to be the side chick, but yep. then she be giving these speeches and stuff, because women are still got emotions. They still people. And then, you know, he probably was chilling, and then one day she started talking about how she ain't never got to meet his parents or something crazy like that. And he was like, what?
Yep.
And that stretched him out. Like, from that moment on, his percentage probably went down. His knees start. He wasn't wrapping his knees up right. Wasn't taking his time with the trainers. Stuff like that. So I think that's a good point you make, man. Like, losing the mistress. And then, in the aftermath of losing the mistress, coming up with the whole PR angle with Gabby.
Yep.
And you know he had that extra month or two of worrying, like, was she really gonna stick around?
Yep.
Cause you know she got, like, coming up with the scheme is the easy part, really. But it was the hard part was she gonna handle the media scrutiny of everybody knowing she was full of shit?
Yep, getting her to buy into it.
Right, cause you know she was catching that. Now you know he was just cheating. Why you trying to act like y'all was on a break? You know y'all wasn't on no break. I seen y'all holding hands on Instagram.
Yep, not even the media, but her friends and mm-hmm. her mama.
Right.
She had to have that conversation with her mama.
And her daddy, if he around. Like, you got to call your daughter. You got to. You can't have a daughter and not call.
He looking at D-Wade money the same way everybody else. Like, well, she do got an NBA player. Like, she probably sent him an autographed basketball or some shoes or something. D-Wade.
He like the daddy from Coming to America. The boy got his own money.
Yeah, you know, he got an autographed jersey and he good. He got one of the new fitted t-shirt jerseys signed. Like, he okay. Mom, but explaining to mom. After I had to put up with what your daddy did, sucking his dicks on nights just to get you a warm bed, and you want to do this?
Yeah, I just see the picture. I just see the picture of her that's supposed to be her. I don't know if this her daddy, but it looked like an old man. And it looked kind of like her. This might be her daddy, man. Like, you telling me this man wouldn't call his daughter? If he found out she was out there getting exposed like this?
I'm telling you, D-Wade made it better with a signed jersey, man.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
A signed jersey, and
he was just like, why don't you come to courtside when we play the Lakers? He was like, oh, you know, the Lakers was my team now, boy.
Yep.
You better be careful. Ha ha. Next thing you know, he got Gabby signing them papers, acting like everything cool, man.
He proposed to her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the other reason he proposed. Maybe
that's what it
maybe
was.
Maybe Pop's deal was like, listen, son, you out here fucking up. You better make an honest woman out of my baby.
That's what it was. The dad called and was like, nah, I don't mind, but you gonna have to propose or something, okay? Like, you can cheat on your wife, but you can't be cheating on your girlfriend. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because at the end, Gavin can be like, I dealt through it, but look, we married now.
Right.
I was married now.
Mm-hmm.
But you was already married one time before, though, Gabby. You know, like, that's the thing. As a woman that's been married before and divorced your husband over shit like dirty clothes not mm-hmm. being in the hamper and putting the toilet seat down, you at this point now?
And she did the same. She been doing this since Love and Basketball. Like, that was her role. The chick trying to get between a woman and her man that she been loving for her whole life.
Two can play this game.
Exactly. Like, this what she do. This might all be an act. I don't even know if this the real. Where does the real Gabrielle Union start, and where does the fake one end?
She is living her life, dog, through TV. Her life is on TV. It's not an act.
All right, let's talk about these stories, man. First of all, man, it was a slow news week. I don't really care about most of the regular stories, but we'll go ahead and cover some of them anyway. But we're going to get a lot of these stories from that tall Black Sports Online. So let's get the boring ones out of the way first. Jason Whitlock tweeted that his laptop was having problems. He said, just got a Twitter email saying Twitter has reset my password because my account may have been compromised. Legit? Question mark. Just got logged off Twitter on my laptop. Still good on my iPad? Question mark. So I'm logged off Twitter on my laptop, but not on my iPad. What does that mean? Laptop hacked, but iPad not? My laptop computer is going crazy, logging me out of everything. Solution? Question mark. And so I retweeted it and I said, put it in water. It needs to cool off. He didn't respond. So
that seems like a logical solution, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or kick it. He should kick it.
But he's back now. He's shitting on 12 Years a Slave, which won an Oscar.
What I don't get is he works at ESPN. They have all these geeks that's tech savvy. They got the best high quality digital CGI, everything you want. And can't nobody fix your laptop, bro?
Why are you asking the internet? You can't ask Twitter a question that's a fact. Like, I'm trying. Like, I'll be like, hey, Twitter, what year was it that such and such? And then people will be like, it was 87, 95, 2002.
Right.
I'm like, but that's a thing that's confirmable. Like, I just didn't Google it. Sometimes I already know the answer, but I will get that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that's the reason no one likes him. That reason right there. Like, he didn't say, I dropped my laptop in water. Can I put it in rice and right. It'll work again? Like, he didn't say anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, something we know. Like, he asking questions that's not even really questions.
Right.
But you can't figure it out, but you can make all these comments about athletes in America today, and we supposed to believe that. We supposed to trust it.
You don't know how to work your Twitter. You a writer for a living. Come on, man.
You don't know how to type on your laptop? You don't know how to log out?
I wish somebody.
I know that, listen, I know we've all had jobs where they give you a password, and every 2 weeks or every 30 days, you got to change that password.
Right.
You telling me ESPN not like that?
Mm-hmm.
You telling me that at your job at ESPN, you don't got to change passwords. You don't know how to log in and out of stuff. That's what you telling me. You telling me you don't know how to use a key. It's just like the keys on your door, bro. You either lock it or you unlock it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why nobody likes you. It has nothing to do with how tacky you dress.
Yeah, don't even try to blame it on that. Don't blame it on that.
It has nothing to do with you being a black man and crabs in a barrel. None of that.
Nothing to do with you hating the N-word.
None of those things. It has to do with the fact that we don't like you because of who you are as a person.
Yeah. You're a bad person, Jason Whitlock. Colin Kaepernick apparently wants $18 million a season to be a quarterback. Okay.
Get that money, bro.
Yeah. What you supposed to do?
Side note. I never want him to make more or do anything better than Cam Newton.
See, that's the problem with this collective bargaining agreement is I think the 2011 draft picks, which he was one of, actually have more potential to get paid than the 2012 draft picks because I think the agreement was signed in that offseason. I'm not 100% sure. But, I mean, now, also, in all fairness, this nigga really, really, really gets underpaid.
Yep. He and that Seattle Seahawks payment plan.
He didn't even make $1 million last year.
Well, not from football, no.
Yeah, not from football, which is a damn disgrace. You know, Jay Cutler and Tony Romo made more money than him. And them niggas ain't winning playoff games.
Matty
Ice. Ain't never won a playoff game. He winning.
Matt Stafford.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alex Smith.
Eli Manning led the league in interceptions and gets more money than Kaepernick. Like, what is that like when he hangs out with his peers?
Alex Smith made more money than him.
You know what, Colin? I'll pay for the meal. You get the tip. Okay? Because let's be honest. Okay? Let's just be honest. You can probably afford it. Unless you want me to get the tip. You know what? Just give what you can. Just give what you can. You know, I appreciate you even coming out, spending time with me, man.
He got retired quarterbacks who didn't make as much money as he did in his day.
Mm-hmm.
Out here picking up the check because they made more than him.
Yep.
So. Oh, man, he got Warren Moon picking up the check.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Warren Moon didn't make no money. Damn it, Cap. Get that money, but at the same time, I never want him to do as good as Cam, all because of what he did in that touchdown celebration.
Yep.
I saw this little thing with him and Cam Newton together doing like this little interview. I think it was right during the Super Bowl. Did you see it? Where they both were sitting down and answering questions.
Yeah,
back and
I saw
forth.
It.
And I was like, Cam, just punch him in the face. Just, I know you being PC right now. You saying all the right things, brother. Just punch him in the face.
Oh, wait. Cam was in that draft too, 2011.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want him doing anything better than Cam as far as money-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, Cam got to make more than him, whatever happens, because he better. But, yeah, man. So, going to be interesting to see what happens. $18 million is what he wants.
I can't wait to see how much Super Bowl champion Russell Wilson, how much money he get when it's contract time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because what do you say to a guy that young that's actually won a Super Bowl? Ben Roethlisberger did it, and he went and got that money immediately.
The problem with Russell Wilson is he's so classy, he won't take the most he can get. Now, he that classy.
Agent fired right then immediately.
He too good of a guy. It's not like his agent is going to have to. He might fire his agent for trying to get. His agent going to come in and be like, Russ, I got some good news, buddy. Got you $150 million deal. Yep, $150 million over the course of 5 years. Going to be making 23. What? Why are you mad? What? What do you mean? So who cares about Percy Harvin? You about to get paid. So, yeah, they're going to let Marshawn Lynch go. What? I'm fired. Go back and give him the deal back. Like, no. Like, he that classy, man. He'll probably talk to Jay-Z and be like, can you just, like, get me a normal deal? You know, somewhere in the, like whatever Colin Kaepernick is making to subtract $2 million, cause I want my team to be good.
Don't do it, Russ.
Take the money, Russ. Always take the money.
Take the money. They have money. These owners have the money to pay you and make the team good. They choosing not to.
Mm-hmm.
Don't listen to the media when they say that, oh, team just can't afford to pay you and these other guys. No, they can.
Mm-hmm.
They can. They choosing not to.
He gonna be like, I gave him the hometown discount.
Russ, do you not know that some players never even make it to their fifth season as an NFL player?
I'm telling you, man. Like, I got a feeling that Russ gonna take a moderate deal. He gonna still be driving his Prius. He gonna make his money off investments.
Man, Russ gonna be old next year in the NFL. Like at 28, you had retirement age in the NFL.
Russ,
what, 24, 25?
Russ gonna be like, listen, I am really, football player is my occupation and I get it. I love playing quarterback. What I really like, flipping real estate. Been flipping real estate for the last 5 years. I'm actually flipping a house right now out in Montford. So you guys, I'm having a viewing. If you guys want to come out there and see it, so let me know. Russ, you find out Russ is a secret millionaire on the low. You know, well, he one of them people that could be working at Kroger and be like, yeah, I made $1 million last year and it's overrated.
So Russ playing the stock market. He out here woofing on the Wall Street. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think he's one of those people that like they'll be like, Russ, you can make $23 million this year. He'll be like, yeah, but I mean, that'll put me in a different tax bracket, and then there's only so much I can put through charity. I really need to make exactly $18 million.
Yeah, Russ is 25. He'll be 26 on his birthday this year.
Yeah.
He almost at NFL retirement age.
He should get paid if he
get
can.
Get this money.
I don't know what the plan is, if they're going to give it to him or not, but, you know, why wouldn't you?
All jokes aside, Russ, you got a white woman at home. She's not going to tolerate only so much level of poverty.
Yeah, she don't want to hear this shit.
You know what I mean? And under a certain few million, you're a Super Bowl winning quarterback. You got to have a few meals just to keep her happy. And you short, Russ.
Right.
And you short. I mean, no disrespect to 5'11 guys, but.
On the eve of the 2013 Super Bowl, Harvard Medical School and the NFL Players Association announced one of the most ambitious sports research projects in the history, a $100 million grant from the union to improve the health and well-being of NFL players. But the NFLPA never intended to give $100 million to Harvard. Outside the lines is learned. The announcement was a public relations gambit by the union to pressure the NFL into giving up, putting up half the money for a study that would address fundamental questions about player health, including long-term impact from concussions. The ploy backfired, touching off a behind-the-scenes power struggle between the NFL and the NFLPA over tens of millions of research dollars and leaving Harvard officials struggling to explain how an initiative that involves 10 schools, 16 medical centers, dozens of researchers, and 1,000 retired NFL players will be funded. The landscape has changed slightly, NFLPA spokesman George Atala told outside the lines in a recent interview. NFLPA officials now say Harvard mischaracterized the initiative as a grant because any future money is predicated on performance and availability. The project isn't necessarily worth $100 million, the officials concede. Harvard might receive far less because of the NFL's refusal to participate and because the union could pull out of the deal at any point, although the NFLPA says it will continue to fund the project as long as the research is productive. It's unclear whether Harvard was aware that the blockbuster announcement was part of a campaign to pressure the league. Harvard officials said their initiative was commenced, but offered no further details, including how much money, if any, researchers have received. In a six-paragraph overview provided to Outside the Lines, the medical school no longer assigned a dollar figure to the project, noting the ongoing funding requires Harvard to achieve clear benchmarks for each statement of work. So basically, the NFLPA did this as a PR move to make the NFL look bad. And the NFL called their bluff. Like, oh, y'all gonna give $100 million to research this shit? How much it hurts players to play?
Flag on the play.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing they seen Roger do the entire time is try to make the NFL look good.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he not contribute money to it? To Harvard?
Well, it was all because it was a public relations ploy, and
right, that was,
you know,
stupid.
The NFLPA was only saying this shit to pressure the NFL into giving players more money during that lockout. Remember, because it was like, you know, we need to really start looking into the effects of concussions and stuff. And the NFL was like, we don't really need, isn't that inconclusive? And they was like, well, we'll give $100 million to find out what happens. And nobody wants to see this research done because the truth of the matter is, of course it's fucking y'all up.
Yep. But which then leads to, why wouldn't you go ahead and donate the money? Because
they don't really care either. It's still $100 million they don't want to give up. But NFLPA is like, it's not worth $100 million for us to know what we already know, which is that football is fucking us up.
Right, but that's, That's stupid. Like, who comes up with a ploy that you're not willing to, to actually act? I would never yell out, I'm going to divorce you, unless I actually was willing to go through with a divorce.
And it's a ploy that will help you.
Right.
Like, it's not, there's no downside to it other than you are out $100 million, which would suck.
You know what a great ploy is I heard the other day? I will cheat on you if you don't do X, Y, and Z. I heard somebody say this.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because he actually was willing to go and try to holler at this girl's sister.
Yeah.
That's why he said it. And he meant it.
You know how you know it was also bullshit? Because they said $100 million. And this is one of the things that I've learned in life. Whenever somebody has a perfect number like that, they lying.
You think they did the Shaq, what's the Shaq me spy name?
Austin Powers.
Yeah, Austin Powers is like
$100 million. Dollars.
Yeah. And the NFL fell for it.
Yeah, the NFL ain't fall for it. Roger Goodell was like, okay then.
That's all?
Yeah, $100 million? I tell you what, we'll put up half. Go ahead. Like right now? Yeah, go ahead. I mean, like, I'm going to write the check now. I'll do it. Okay, go ahead. Write the check. I mean, because I'm not playing, Roger.
I've already filled out my check. Who do I make this out to?
I got my half. What y'all want to do? I don't know if you know, but I made $40 million this year. So I can get our half right now. So y'all want to go ahead and put something on this, or y'all just straight? I'm just saying, man. We need to research. The NFL declined to comment on the union's effort to persuade the league to fund the Harvard study. Harvard declined to make any research or administrator involved in the project available for an interview. Yep. The link to the project on the Harvard Medical School site, broken.
That's the minimum you could do is keep the website running. Bro, that take one person in his office or at home updating a few links. You can't keep the web. That's minimum. How much bandwidth are they? They not even using that much bandwidth.
You can't even redirect the website to something else. You can't just direct it to NFLPA.com
or Harvard's medical admissions page. Something.
Damn. After his own research, Arm downplayed the significance of concussions for nearly two decades, and with concerns about health effects of the sport growing, the NFL has donated at least $50 million to science over the past 2 years. Working with entities such as the National Institutes of Health and U.S. military and private companies, the money is being used to help researchers better diagnose traumatic brain injury, developing imaging techniques to detect neurodegenerative disease in living patients, and examine the effects of concussions in young athletes, among more than two dozen projects. So that's the other thing. Goodell and them already spending the money on real research.
Yeah.
And then these motherfuckers made up some research, and it was like, okay then, dog. Go ahead and do that.
That's the other reason why the NFL could be like, we're only giving y'all 75 million?
Yeah.
For concussions?
Yeah. We're doing our own research. Because
we got the research. What have y'all contributed? And if I'm the one writing the checks, all the figures come to me before anybody else see them.
Yeah. I go to Harvard. Go. For years, despite scientific evidence linking the sport to brain injuries in dozens of former players, Commissioner Goodell has repeatedly stated, we're going to let the medical experts decide when asked if there's a connection. But none of the NFL-funded research appears designed to provide definitive answers to the sport's most pressing questions. Does football cause brain damage? How many players will get it? And what is the actual risk of playing America's most popular sport?
I should have applied for this grant to be on part of the research team and funding. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll take $1 million.
Yes. Yes, it causes brain damage.
When will you have the results? Oh, right now.
Right now.
Do you need to do some tests? I got the test.
Look, before I do anything, I need to make sure this check clears. Right. Once the check is clear, we'll begin immediately.
I just sent a one-page report. Yes. email. Sure does.
It'll be in large part.
The title of the email, the title of the report will be, does NFL football lead to concussions? Yes. Signed, Justin. Professor Justin.
Nope. You know what? I might give them like a 60-page report. Mm-hmm. They like long reports.
Right.
And there'll be one letter on each page.
Right. It sure does. Signed, Justin.
Right. Like, it literally would be one letter on each page. And right. I'm like, no, you got to flip through it real fast to read it. It's like a comic strip.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Sure.
However, the answer is yes.
Turn to chapter one. As you can see there, chapter one, duh. That's all for chapter one. Change to chapter two, please. No shit is chapter two. So just make sure you guys recognize that one. Of course, is chapter three. Now, that one's a little longer than the other chapters by a couple of letters. But the answer is, of course.
Maybe you don't understand other languages, but they all mean yes in English.
Yeah.
That last one, that right there is Konichiwawian from a small tribe in Honduras. And it means yes.
Yeah. Now, this chapter is actually Jeff Garcia, and people like him that played in the league, and that one is, and also, Colin Kaepernick might know this one. It's C. Yeah, C. S-I. Mm-hmm. C. So
I also went back and did some testing on former athletes that shot themselves in the head due to the trauma. Their wives all said yes.
Yes.
They were in agreement. Yes. Was the correct answer.
That is also, wow.
Their families, their children, all of them said yes.
Now I'm a senior itemized receipt. That piece of paper plus, the printer ink, and the electricity for my computer, that'll be $100 million.
I also charged you, my internet.
Yeah.
And phone bill just for the month because it's hard to, you know, separate.
But you know what? It's fine. I'll take it out of the million. I'll take it out of 100 million. I'm not a stickler, guys. Okay. I'm not here to rip you off. I'll take my expenses out of, cause it's all for charity and it's all for, you know, these people to get some help and to realize the physical ailments that they're suffering. So I will take out of the kindness of my heart, I will take my rent out of the 100 million.
I'm doing this for humanity.
Right. So the kids can know that yes is the answer to is this what fucking y'all love? Steve Smith was apparently surprised by comments. Carolina Panthers receiver Steve Smith told a Charlotte radio station he had no idea what my future holds in the wake of recent comments by team management. The franchise all-time leading receiver declined to comment on his status on ESPN.com and other media during a Wednesday retirement news conference for left tackle Jordan Gross. But in a Tuesday interview with WBT Radio, Smith said he was surprised by the comments of general manager Dave Gettleman and coach Ron Rivera at the NFL Combine. Steve's had a great career, Gettleman told reporters at the Combine last Thursday. Mm-hmm. None of us are here forever. He's part of the evaluation.
Why is Steve surprised?
That don't sound good, though.
I'm not surprised. We said it all last season.
Yeah, that's true. Smith told WBT he would have liked that kind of heads up at his exit meeting after the season. As far as he was concerned, he was under contract and next season was not in question.
Bruh.
That's because, listen now.
Wait, did he really say under contract?
First of all, this ain't fair. This is not fair. On Steve Smith's behalf. Well, you a nigga that punches niggas in the face for disagreeing with you. You cannot blame motherfuckers for lying to you. They just don't want to get punched in the face.
They had to get him out of the office and clear his things out first.
Of course they didn't tell, hey, Steve, we're going to cut you. Put your hand down. Hold on now. I said we're going to cut you a break and let you take some of the preseason off. What you thought I was going to say? Anyway,
have you ever seen a guy that's been an asshole to his teammates be successful as a commentator in the NFL? Because that's normally the next step for guys' retirement like this, you know. Mm-hmm. very popular receivers or whatever, just being popular in the sport, period. And Steve Smith is not a local name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's popular throughout the league and NFL
fans.
Well,
you definitely, you can't have him in your, you can't have him in your booth, man. He punches niggas in the face for disagreeing with him.
Right. So what does Steve Smith do? Like, yeah. He couldn't come sell cars at my car dealership.
Yeah.
Can
you just picture Troy Aikman being like, well, Steve, actually, I think Mike Vick, isn't reading the field correctly and, should look the, oh my eye. Oh, damn.
It's about to go way left where he can't even just be involved with the organization, period, the way it's sounding. Like, and Jerry Richardson, you know, he knows Steve better than anybody. He know he can't be like, Steve, well, you can't play football, but, you can take tickets at the entrance. You know what I mean?
This is how crazy people find out someone broke up with them. That's what this is.
Yep.
This is how crazy people read someone's Facebook status. And it's just like, you know, we had a good run, but sometimes you just got to let the past be the past and move on to the next thing. And it's like, what are you talking about? Why are we not in a relationship no more? I couldn't tell you to your face. You are crazy.
Steve getting texts right now from teammates saying, we're going to miss you this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
It was great playing with you. Keep in touch, bro.
Yeah.
And Steve like, huh, what you mean?
Yeah. He like, I'm coming back up there tonight. No, don't come up here tonight.
I'd be like, going back to do what? Oh, they letting you get your stuff out?
Yeah, we'll have your stuff out front with security.
This one, Steve going to find out nobody really liked him on the team. Like, when they was inviting him over for those meetings / dinners at their house and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He going to find out right after, real soon, nobody calls me to hang out anymore.
Everybody was just scared of him.
And he gonna find out real soon that his wife and her lover and what they was doing, cause he gonna be at home now and she gonna be trying to get his ass out the house.
See, that's where you're wrong. What man in his right fucking mind is gonna approach anything that belongs to Steve Smith?
We do live in Charlotte with a lot of ratchet people. I mean, this a dude just got sentenced to life for killing his girlfriend or cousin, and
he ain't killed Steve Smith girlfriend. It's different.
Nope, he's fucking her. Like, killing, that's the type of dude
anything,
that's fucking her.
I would not touch anything that belongs to Steve. If Steve Smith left $20 on the bench and I was just gonna pick it up to go, Steve, you dropped $20, I wouldn't do it.
This is the same city that they broke into Steven Jackson house.
That was a setup and we already know.
I'm just saying.
That was different.
Point is, somebody still had the nerve to go in his house.
Okay, man. All right.
In Charlotte. That's all I'm saying.
If that shit true, we'll see a murder. Steve Smith don't play that. Steve Smith don't play that shit, man.
And Steve, ironically, you should play that. This is what's going to keep you from
Steve,
having another
Justin,
job out of football.
That's Justin. I see this nigga entirely too often to be making these jokes. He ain't got nothing to do no more. Fuck no. I'm not. You make them jokes on your own. Steve, you know, you cool with me. I hope you keep playing. I hope they let you play some more, man.
I'm saying is, Steve, when you punch me, I am calling the police.
Shit.
That's all I'm saying.
You won't be conscious to call the police, man. This nigga broke somebody's face.
I'm cool with that. Mike Tyson broke somebody's face, too.
Yeah, all right, man. They're gonna be doing that report on your ass.
Steve got which is the right or left arm that he broke, the forearm that he broke.
Man, I don't know.
Right.
Dog. It didn't.
Right.
You know what I noticed about that play? He was conscious. Are you fucking serious? This nigga broke his arm and was like, oh, damn, I broke my arm. It was dangling. Nigga, if that had been me, I'd be like, ah! I would throw the ball down. And he caught the touchdown. I would throw that fucking ball down like, ah, get off me!
All I'm saying is, he not gonna have a job soon, and
he gonna probably be playing ball with us, man. I ain't comfortable making these. I'm moving to the next story, man. I'm moving to the next. God damn, the next story worse. God damn. Shit. Apparently.
I've been supporting Heyron since day one. Heyron got my back.
Yeah.
Heyron
apparently is going to be charged with fighting a handcuffed inmate. A handcuffed one?
How did he get handcuffed? Exactly.
And he wasn't
my nigga Heyron next. You free Boosie. Now free my nigga Heyron.
Bring Heyron home.
Free Heyron.
Aaron Hernandez will spend 30 days in special isolation unit in Bristol County Jail after altercation with a fellow inmate. He will spend the next 23 hours a day in his cell, even taking his meals there, and will be restrained every time he leaves.
Who's restraining Heyron?
That's just like, what they had to tell the news.
Like, you got to be a bad motherfucker to restrain Heyron. Let's not act like Heyron is one of these small running backs out here. Yeah. That's, you know, 5'5" out here.
Oh, you already know what this is. You throw the shit into the cell, or you wait. You be like, put your arms through the slot. All right, now let me put the cuffs on you. All right, now put your feet through the slot. Put the cuffs on that. All right, now come on out. All right, put this mouth thing on. All right, let's go for a walk.
You know how I handled it? I say, hey, Ron, we got steak and lobster today. What you want for dinner, bro?
Dog, if it's me, I'm just going to be like, hey, man, I'm just throwing these chains in here with you, man. Put them on if you want to come out. Like, if you don't want to come out, just slide them back, man. We'll just do it tomorrow. But hey, put them on. If you want to come out, I just need you to put the handcuffs on. Real quick, man. I mean, I make it sound like it's his idea.
I'm not even putting the handcuffs on him. I'm just asking him nicely, please.
Right.
Either way, I'm letting him out.
Right.
And like the night before, I'm taking all meal orders. Like, you know, what you want for lunch tomorrow? What you want for dinner tomorrow? What you want for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm building that type of relationship.
I'm bringing comic books from home and sliding them in his cell.
Cause here's the chance you risk. And I'm not saying Heyron would make this happen. I'm just saying it might happen that on your drive home, your brakes might fail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Heyron will have anything to do with it. I'm just saying that maybe the people that care about Heyron don't necessarily like the way that you actually treating him by forcing him to wear handcuffs.
I mean, you might just have an accident.
That's all I'm saying. Whereas me, I'm bringing this dude meals consistently every day. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going home to my family. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it said it took place right outside his former cell. The other inmate was handcuffed at the time. Hernandez was not. The two had reportedly been verbally taunting each other in recent days. And Sheriff Thomas Hodgson said authorities need to figure out why the two were allowed to cross paths. We're investigating it now to find out why two inmates would have been out at the same time in that unit. Come on. Cause Aaron said let him out.
Are y'all confused still?
Yeah.
About why witnesses.
Right.
Not testifying.
He like, put the cuffs on him and let him out. That's y'all, all it was. He's like, man, you a baby soft bitch, Aaron. And let me out this motherfucker. I will fuck you up. Let him out. Let him out. Go ahead.
Y'all confused as to why chicks is around here grabbing guns, riding through the woods. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, I forgot where I put, I didn't take anything out. I forgot. I'll do 4 years in prison. I'm not talking.
Yep.
The sister of the dead man.
He was sued by family members of two men killed in 2012 drive-by shooting. No charges have been brought in the double murder of Daniel Abreu and Safira Furtado outside of Boston nightclub, but Hernandez reportedly remains the prime suspect. They ain't even charged him, dog.
And they not going to charge him because nobody talking.
Mm-hmm.
They going to have to get him with purely DNA evidence only. That's the only thing that's going to potentially send him to trial for that.
What kind of dude talk shit to Aaron Hernandez in prison?
Can I say this, though? I would look up some stats on him mm-hmm. from the Patriots website, but I can't seem to find it.
Yeah, there's nothing. He never existed. As far as the NFL is concerned.
But if it's innocent till proven all the way guilty, I mean, Zimmerman got off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Jordan Davis killer wasn't actually convicted of murder.
Boosie got home.
Boosie home. Free Heyron.
Jonathan Martin wants a fresh start.
I thought he was in rehab. How was he communicating in rehab?
Jonathan Martin does not want to return to the Miami Dolphins.
What made him think that was possible?
First of all, that is possible, and that's exactly where he should return. It's the one place I know nobody gonna fuck with him. It's the only place in the NFL where nobody will say one fucking word to him the entire time he's there.
It's not possible, man. You can't bring all that scrutiny to the organization and think they're going to take you back.
Hey, man. How could they tell him no?
Player trade and sign something. I don't know.
If he, all he has to do, all he has to do is tweet, I want to return to the Miami Dolphins. He will get a spot immediately.
He can't go back there.
They can't tell him no. Like, they cannot publicly be like, no, you can't. Why can't he be on the team? I mean, clearly he was being bullied and he had mental issues. I mean, he was suicidal. What do you mean you can't play on your team anymore?
I can't have him back in my organization, man.
Why can't you have him back in your organization?
Because we can't handle him. Okay? We are not equipped to deal with a man where we actually have to treat him like a civil human being.
But you said that you got reviewed. You said you changed your protocols. You fired some people. Wait, you got rid of the bad seeds.
You believe that?
Yeah, that's what everybody gonna say. Why can't he play?
I just told you why. We can't handle treating people like civil human beings.
But you think they gonna? But you think they gonna say that? They not gonna say that shit either.
They gonna say it, just not exactly like that.
They not gonna say.
They're gonna say, well, you know, as an organization, we just want to evaluate talent and see who's the best fit for our team, and you know, we'll give him a fair opportunity to be back on the team. But when he removed himself from the organization, you know, he actually gave up his spot that he had. So we just want to evaluate talent, and we'll base it off of that.
They are so glad that he said he don't want to come back, because on some real shit. If he wanted to come back, it'll be so uncomfortable to publicly tell him no.
They just told him no. I just said it.
I know.
We're gonna evaluate him, right. Make sure he's a good fit.
That's cool. But then Dan Levitard gonna be talking about it. Will Bond gonna be talking about it. Fucking Richie Incognito gonna be talking about it. Like, it's a story that they just want to go away.
It's no worse than the best thing they can do with anybody else is with anybody that's saying, we cut him because he was not in the shape that we needed him to be to perform at the level we needed him to perform.
The best thing they really could do is take him back. I mean, if you want to be honest about it.
Take him back, but not playing football.
No, I'm saying the biggest PR move they could have is to get him back in the football playing shape on their team. It'll totally redeem the organization and prove that they weren't the problem. They just had one bad apple in the bunch. I mean, it's not going to happen, but I'm just saying, like, if they truly were like, what can make us look the best? The thing that make you look the best is being like, Jonathan Martin's a Dolphin. Our organization is not racist. We are sensitive to people's mental health. And we can prove it because Jonathan Martin's on our team. This shit just ain't gonna never happen. Cause, I mean, obviously, you know, they can't handle it, man. And, yeah, man, I know they were so glad when he said he don't want to come back. They was like, yes.
Oh, Florida.
Like, we probably still owe him money. Good. They probably ain't missed a check yet because they that scared that he gonna sue.
Jonathan Martin has not received his due for pay from the Miami Dolphins. It legally says that you cannot terminate somebody due to mental illness.
Man, they'll pay him so quick. Hold on one second. Hold on, man. We just missed a check. Hold on. I got it right here, Mr. Martin. Citing a source close to the embattled offensive lineman, the Post reports that Martin, who was at the center of a high-profile bullying scandal this past season, wants to resume his career with another team. Martin signed a 4-year rookie contract in Miami in 2012, worth $4.8 million, $2.9 million of which is guaranteed. An investigation for the league determined that the teammates Richie Incognito, John Jerry, and Mike Pouncey engaged in persistent harassment of Martin, another Dolphins offensive lineman, and an assistant trainer. So,
where would he go?
Yeah, I think he should go.
Washington.
Minnesota.
Oh.
Minnesota with Mike Vick, man.
Man,
he's doing some good.
Seattle. I don't know, though. The Legion of Boom, dude's kind of thugged out.
Them niggas definitely say nigga a lot.
He can't handle them. Yeah. He can't go to Philly.
Yeah.
Riley Cooper would hit his ass a lot. He would fight him and any other niggas he brought up to Philadelphia with him.
He can't.
No disrespect to Riley Cooper.
I think he could go to Minnesota. Cause they got, Adrian Peterson and might have Mike Vick.
He thought it was bad. They'll end up in San Francisco, see what happens. For day coach.
Yeah.
I will say this though. He could go to, Kansas City as well.
That's true.
Because your former coach never had any locker room issues like that.
That's true. Riley Cooper favors the band in the N-word. Don't say.
Hey, why didn't he just say no comment?
You don't say.
No comment, really?
You don't say, Riley, huh?
You know what, though? When you get that check, that first check, I mean, I'm not an NFL player, but I remember my first large check that I got. Me and Turk went shopping. We went out to eat. We went shopping. We was like, is this the last check we're going to get? That's how we were spending it. You know what I mean? Like, we had never seen that much money in one check. He got his check. Now he can say what he want to say. I ain't mad at him.
Okay.
Riley.
He said he favors it. He says, I think it's a good rule.
It is a good rule. Okay. Now, if they ask him about stopping it in his personal life, I bet you he might would have got a, whoa. Let's not take this too far. We want to keep this on the field.
Here's the question, though. What happens if he says no? Hey, you think banning the N-word is a good idea in the locker room, Riley?
Nah.
why would we do that?
Why would we do that? I mean, so you don't think it's okay? You think it's okay for people to use that word in the locker room on the field?
I mean, it's okay with me.
Really? Now
it's not offensive to me at all.
You don't think it'd be a good move for the NFL to ban derogatory terms and of things that are offensive to others?
They should ban some stuff. I mean, it's great, like gay slurs and, you know, stuff like that. You know, shouldn't call people mentally handicapped, stuff like that. But the N-word, I really don't see a problem with it. I don't really see what the big deal is, honestly.
You don't think he would say nigger while saying it's okay?
Nah, he wouldn't say it did. I would love if he did, though.
You think he'll be like, no, it's okay to say nigger in the locker room and on the field. I think it's okay. Yeah. You know, if they want to say nigger, I'm cool with that.
Niggers say it all the time.
That's really how that interview goes. And then somebody comes in from the NFL and says, listen, you can't publish that like that.
Right.
If you want to continue your career, it's going to need to be worded this way.
Yeah. So you think banning locker room play, man, you know, if the reporter would have said the N-word, what if the reporter was black? And he was like, Riley, I have a quick question for you before you get out of here. First of all, congratulations on $25 million contract. Good job. Do you think it's a good rule to ban players from saying nigger on the field? I think it's a good rule. You sure? Is that what the coach you want to have about nigger? The word nigger on the field? Do you have any problems with people saying nigger? I don't have any problems, sir. Please just, I just want to get my money and get out of here. I mean, I can't get a quote from you about nigger real quick. I mean, you've given a quote before about nigger, that a lot of people know. So if you want to do it, just let me know. You can definitely, get a good quote from me. Peyton Manning passed his neck exam. That's the only N word he talking about.
You think his neck feel like Greg Oden's knees? They just want to go home.
Did anybody else not know that he has to get neck exams every year? I didn't know that.
Yeah, every year.
I had no idea, dog. I thought he was back and he was good.
Nope.
They was like, oh, he was cleared to play for 2014. I was like, cleared to play? That means at one point, the assumption was he was not cleared to, he could not be playing unless he passed the exam. So, yeah, man.
But you know who's happier? His wife.
Why?
Cause that means more money for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't, for all you guys that don't want their wife making more money than y'all doing something wrong.
Right.
My woman can make all the money she wants.
But what does his wife even do?
But that's what I'm saying. So as a woman on the other end, she wants her husband to make all the easy money he can.
Good job, Peyton.
Yeah.
Here we go, Peyton.
See, he got that woman at home that rubs his neck.
Right.
At night. You know what I'm saying? She mixing the Bengay, the Icy Hot, and whatever medication they prescribed in Europe for him to come over here and use to make his neck feel better.
Yep. Well, he passed his next exam. He back. Jimmy Graham got franchise tag, but as a tight end. Which means he will only get $7.04 million as opposed to $12.3 million if he was franchised as a wide receiver, which he lines up as about 60-something percent of the time.
Mm-hmm. He should sue for his money.
Yeah, he lines up 67% of the time at wide receiver, but they designated him as a tight end.
He should sue for his money and have them pay lawyer fees.
I agree. I hope he gets it, man.
Because he's young enough and good enough that they can't, what they going to do, cut him from the team? Like he won't get that money elsewhere?
Right.
Please, we'll gladly take him in Seattle.
Somebody also said that you can, I guess with the new franchise rules, you can trade for a player if you give up 2 first-round picks. He might be worth it.
No, he is.
Like, why wouldn't Seattle do that?
Yeah, they need someone else to throw the ball to.
And their picks are going to be late because, you know, they're good. I'd do it.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck it.
Them? Shit, even Philly.
Yeah, a lot of teams could use them.
Washington, we're glad. Well, he might not want to come to Washington. He's tired of dealing with BS.
Yeah, that's true. Philly, too.
We do have a new coach, though.
Devin Hester got cut from the Bears.
Yeah, I don't know what he does anymore.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about Devin Hester is, like, I understand that returning kicks is an amazing skill and very rare. But, like, it's not something you can count on. You know what I mean? And he never was a good wide receiver. So, to me, it was always like, of course he has a limited skill set. I actually was surprised that he was still in Chicago.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything out of him or just their team about him running any kickbacks or anything. Because I don't think we did one story or even talked about any Bears game where it was like Devin Hester, you know, ran a punt return or a kickoff return.
I think he returned one last year. Last season he got the record, 19th return for a touchdown. 81-yard punt return at Washington in October. It was his 13th punt return for a TD, extending his own record in that category. But, yeah, it's how rare is it that it happens, and how much should I pay you? Because you're not really, you know.
Yeah, I put him on kicker status. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, people get on kickers for only being able to kick, and they don't have any, like, physical contact. In theory, but I put him in that status. Like, you only returning punts and that's it. That's it. And normally that position is reserved for a guy that's barely on the team. You know what I mean? But has good enough hands that can catch the ball, or he's just super fast, but can't do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
They get kicker. He should get kicker money. I wouldn't spend a whole lot on him.
Ray Rice and his fiance are going to attend the seminar. Now, if you're his fiance, man, like.
Is this a different woman than the one he knocked out?
No, it's the woman he knocked out.
No.
Like, do you feel kind of, isn't it weird that you get lumped into this, like y'all partners? Like, people act like because she hit him, like they both need to get some counseling because everything is equal. But it's like, I hit you. I didn't try to kill you and drag you to the room unconscious. Like, you know, I mean, even though they're both fucked up, like, it ain't the same. Like, shouldn't he have to stay overtime or something? Like, she should stay. Like, maybe she could just go for like an hour, but he got to go for 2 hours. Like, he needs some extra credit or some something.
And they probably should go to separate facilities.
Mm-hmm.
The battered women's shelter here, they don't have the men come to the shelter and visit and do couples counseling with them. The women get therapy and they tell the men at court that he needs to go get treatment somewhere.
Yeah. Baltimore's running back Ray Rice and his fiance, who were involved in a domestic violence incident last month, plan to attend a couples seminar. Coach John Harbaugh told reporters. Rice and Janae Palmer were both arrested for simple assault at a casino in Atlantic City on February 15th. The two remain engaged to be married. By the way, how bad do you want half of his shit to put up with that? I'm sorry, but you ain't got to hit me but once. I'm sorry, dog. I can't. I don't know. I don't know, man. Maybe if it was Oprah money and she punched me in my face and tried to drag me to the hotel room in public and got caught. Maybe then. But like, that's gotta be so embarrassing for her. Like, cause, you know, there's only so much you can do to a woman. Like, I think I've seen dudes treat women like pure D shit. And women put up with it. But then when you publicly embarrass them like that, on top of all this other shit, like, man, I don't know too many women that stick around for that, man. If they was married, she probably already have half right now.
Yeah. We see women leaving for less.
Yeah. Damn, like, it. Paula Patton, she was like, oh, you grabbing ass. Bye.
Yeah, Turk asked me why they was getting divorced, and I was like, you know what? He hasn't admitted to cheating once. He just keep getting pictures of him.
Yeah.
Taking, like he keep calling them, you know, fan photos.
Right.
He just keep having to grab their ass while he taking the photo.
Yeah, he just might throw a digit or two up your asshole while he taking a photo, but it's still a fan photo.
He just doesn't know what to do with his hands.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Why he taking the picture?
I get nervous in pictures with my hands all the time.
Right. I normally throw mine up like this.
Right. Yeah.
When I take pictures.
So sometimes you got to take a picture, put your hand on the girl's, like put it all inside of her. What? I can't nibble on her earlobe. Damn, I'm married, not dead.
Yeah, it's not like I fucked her with my dick. All I did was grab her ass. I mean, exactly. What? I grab your mom's ass too when she comes around.
Right. Why is this a big deal? You uppercut a woman once, now she want to go to counseling. What the fuck is the problem?
Couples therapy anyway?
Yeah. Now I got to go couples therapy.
Hey, that's the only reason Ghostface agreed to go to couples therapy. Mm-hmm. Cause he had accidentally put hands on her that one time. He was like, you can never bring this up again if I go on this show with you.
I've talked to Ray a lot and really nothing to add other than what's been said already. The facts will determine the consequences and we'll see where it goes, Harbaugh said at a news conference to announce the 5-year, $32 million deal signed by tight end Dennis Pitta. I haven't seen anything different, just like you haven't seen anything different. Ray has told me his side of it, and everything we've seen so far is very consistent with that, with what he said. What do you think his side of it was?
Well, so, the fact that guy didn't give any further details, mm-hmm. He told her, man, I knocked that bitch the fuck out.
Yeah. So, Ray, man, we don't want to jump to conclusions, man. The video looks pretty damning, but what's your side of this thing? First of all, man, she heavier than she looked. That was the first thing. So, she told me she was 125 pounds. Man, I can bench 125. There's no way she's less than 140. As far as, the incident is concerned, she was out of control. Okay. She spit on me. She was talking to me and like she was getting real mad. She had been drinking. And some spit flew out of her mouth. It just like barely landed on my cheek. And I said, oh, hell no, that's assault. So I had to defend myself.
Yep.
And I uppercut her to the moon. Like I tried to.
Ralph Graham didn't that bitch.
Yeah, I tried to kill her. So that's my side of it.
You think he'd been threatening all this time? To right. The moon, Alice.
To the moon. That's what Ralph Graham was saying.
To the moon.
What you think it meant?
Then finally Ray could take it no more.
Yeah.
He told the owners, I did what I always do.
I did what I dream about doing every day when she's cussing me out. Okay? Now you will see that everything is consistent with my version of events. I knocked her ass out.
To be honest, what he needs to do is just be like, listen, you know, I have PTSD from football.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was threatening me and spitting on me, I had a flashback of being on the football field. So I just lowered my shoulder pads, lowered my shoulders,
right.
Put my head down, and tried to run over just like I do on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
And my head hit her face, and that's what happened.
Right.
But the only issue was that is someone will say, well, Ray, we noticed you only got 13 yards.
Right. right.
at one of these games right. and you're not too good at your job. Yeah, so
I wish you would hit the pole like you hit your girl, your fiance, because I mean, if you did, if you was hitting them yards like you hit these bitches, you would have had at least 500 yard games this week, this year. This ain't a lot of yards, Ray. Now, I don't mind you hitting these women, because who gives a fuck about these women?
Am I right?
But, I mean, shit, I wish I could punch my wife every goddamn day of my life. But what I do care about is the fact that you only averaged 42 yards a game last season. Now, can we get that up or not?
You in my keeper league.
Right. I mean, come on. Do we need to draft somebody behind you?
You'll know it's over for Ray Rice at the draft.
Right.
When you see Baltimore Ravens first round draft pick.
Yeah.
Select running back. Ray, it's over with then, bro.
There's nothing he has said that hasn't turned out to be the case, Harbaugh said. I know Ray is going to spend a week at a seminar type of thing as a couples type deal. He's been doing everything he can do. What he needs to do and make things right. So, okay.
He trying that T.I. move. Let me get ahead of the Chargers. Mm-hmm. But T.I. still went to jail, bro.
Yep.
Still went to jail. It's not looking good for a little Ray. What's his real name again? Raymond?
It was something crazy. Like
Rayshon?
Rayford or some shit. Let me see what is Ray Rice's real name? Ray Rice. It was some crazy hood name, dog. Ray Mel.
Ray Mel.
Ray Mel sound like a nigga that hit women.
You think she called him by his full name? Yeah. Right before the uppercut came?
Ray Mel Rolando Rice. If you don't take your hand out of that woman's pussy.
Jaquarius. Ray Mel Jaquarius.
I will spit in your face. I spit in your face.
Nobody calls me Ray Mel but my mama.
Shrugan. Mike Vick is the key to the playoffs, says Adrian Peterson. At Mike Vick will intently make the Vikings a playoff team. God damn it, Adrian, that's not a real sentence. Mike Vick would intently make the Vikings a playoff team. I think he meant to say would definitely. Damn it.
Or immediately.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Maybe immediately.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Adrian?
I don't think he really understood when that officer at the club told him to relax.
Yeah.
I think he is so different because Adrian Peterson done had three too many blows to the head.
Yeah, they still got Christian Ponder in the contract, by the way. Way to support him.
You also still have Josh Freeman.
Now, Josh Freeman is apparently out of his Matt Castle opted out of his contract, and Josh Freeman, who the Vikings signed to a 1-year, $2 million deal and used in one game, is also a free agent. $2 million for one game.
He winning. His agent stay winning, man. That's yep. I love Jay as my sports agent, mm-hmm. but Josh Freeman agent, that's who you want. He got him a job to play one game for some $1 million, bro.
Allen Iverson finally retired his jersey. At the Philadelphia 76ers arena.
They bring him back every year for something different. What did they bring him back for last year then? Was it to celebrate his practice rant?
I don't know.
Because they brought him back last year ahead of celebration.
All I know is he showed up looking like Spike Lee and Run DMC combined.
Don't he still have braids in that picture too?
It looks like it, yeah.
Damn it, Iverson.
I thought he was going to bust a freaking flow. Well, my name is Allen. I'm here to say, retire my jersey today.
That picture look like he got a like he got gray mustache.
Mm-hmm.
How AI not that old, man?
I know, man. And those glasses look weird.
He still got the chain.
He still dressing baggy.
How many of y'all still wearing y'all gold chains like that? To be honest, that went out and bought. Like once you buy it, you got to use it, or do you buy it to sit there?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Raymond Felton is due back in court June the 2nd. So I guess the New York Knicks plenty of time to go to the finals of the NBA. But
first round finals.
But well, that's the problem. The actual championship is played during the first week of June normally. So I'm assuming that they're assuming the Knicks won't be there.
They know the Knicks won't be there.
So you don't think? You think the judge is Your Honor, my client would like to point out that the last round of the NBA playoffs is during the first week of June, so that might be a bad day for him.
Is New York even in the... They're not even in the top eight right now. They're not even in the playoffs. So, they're not even the first round.
Yeah, technically, he could have just put this in, like, April. Like, last week of April, just come on. Let's be honest, those games ain't gonna matter. Yeah. But, yeah, he's formally charged with one count of criminal possession of a weapon in the third degree, one count of criminal possession of a firearm. Each is considered a felony. While it was allegedly it was reported earlier that his wife said he allegedly threatened her with the firearm, no domestic charges were revealed.
You know what's crazy, man? He had to do more than cheat on her.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you ever had a friend, a female work coworker, or knew a woman that's been cheated on?
Yeah.
She didn't take it to that extreme.
She did, but he disrespected her though.
What I'm saying is,
he did something that disrespected her.
He had to do something else though. Because mm-hmm. Here's what I'm saying. She's actually in law school. She knew the exact ramifications he was about to face.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than I'm mad for you cheating on me, Raymond. That's more than you embarrass me. He did something else. Like, this had to be the fifth, like, something. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had to do more than that. That's not just I'm mad because you cheated on me. I want a divorce. That's I'm mad because you did such and such, such and such.
Mm-hmm.
She took it to a whole level. She took it to a level of crazy that's like devious crazy. Crazy can't be devious. Crazy is normally just, I want to stab everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She was devious level, groupie level crazy.
I think he disrespected her, man.
Women get disrespected all the time.
Yeah, but not every woman.
Not I'm going to send you to jail for multiple years.
Like, see, like, man. I can't speak for you, but like, if I did this shit to Karen, this is not beyond the realm of possibility. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the first time you pull out your gun and like, not even pull it out, just flash it like, Karen, you're pissing me off.
Yeah, the first time. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Absolutely the first time.
Nope. I remember a podcast episode and you said something or did something and Karen had your back immediately without blinking an eye, thinking mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah, but if I pulled out a gun on Karen, she's not going to have my back on that shit.
Karen, I feel like Karen might would check you first. Karen would be like, look, nigga, you're fucking up right now.
I already told you last week what would happen. She'll act like it was fine and I just come home, police will be here already.
I feel like, listen, I know you, it's your wife. I know you know Karen.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a debate to me. I know the answer. Like, I know, I'm not saying this for every woman. I'm just saying this woman has the look of that kind of woman that's like, oh no, I'm too good for this. She don't believe that. Like, some women have that, like, you know, I work with you, you know, at least you're not beating me, or I've seen some things my father used to. And then some women have that look like, nigga, what? Like, you know what right. I mean?
And I'm just saying, I originally thought it was look like, I'm leaving. Like, this, the marriage over, I'm leaving. You know what I'm saying? She took it to a level of the marriage over, and you know what? You going to jail.
Oh, yeah, I definitely don't think.
You going to jail for some time.
Like I said, I don't think it was a matter of, like, he cheated. You know what I'm saying? I think he disrespected her. Now, I don't know how long he been disrespecting her, how many times he's disrespected
her.
But
that's what I'm saying. It's more than just this once.
But yeah. I'm saying what the ultimate thing is, a lack of respect. That's what this was about. Like, it wasn't, for example, what I'm saying is this. Let's say he cheated on her and she found condoms in his used condoms in his pocket or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that. It was when he said, bitch, the fuck you doing going through my pockets? That was the moment.
See, I don't think it was that either.
Right. That's, I know, think, this is where we disagree. I'm saying,
I think it was,
that's why I think the moment was.
Raymond, we talked about this. You said you were going to leave these groupies alone. They're still calling my phone. And it was the fourth groupie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the fourth pair of panties she found.
So you think
the
house. you think he was calling a bitch right away? And right. She was cool.
I think he been disrespecting her.
Man, she don't look. Hell no. Hell, look at her.
I think he been disrespecting her. I think he hit her with the, I pay the bills around this motherfucker. I'm paying for your college education. Not your daddy. Me.
Nah.
I'm your daddy.
I don't think so. That's not how motherfuckers talk to women that look like this.
Cause she in her second or third year.
You say that shit.
They only been married 2 years.
Dudes talk to like Gabrielle Sidibe like that. You don't start off no relationship talking to a chick like this, like that. That don't happen. She had that moment where she was like, do you know how many motherfucking men?
She wasn't always in law school, apparently.
Of course not.
He put her on that level.
That's cool. I'm just saying he's not the only one, right? Like that, if he would have took some chick that, motherfuckers weren't really fucking with like that, or she had never really had access to any type of, dudes that had anything about going on about them and shit, then maybe, yeah, you know what I mean? Because then it's almost like, well, I'm just kind of lucky to be here. But she don't have that look of somebody who's lucky to be here. You know what I'm saying? She's not like a groupie who caught a dude. Like a groupie would take disrespect and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like you had to like fucking hit Evelyn before she'll leave you. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll like she's used to the fight. She's expecting you to be fucking cheating on her and all that shit, right? Life is hard in her. This chick looked like she thought, I got a good man. He be talking nice. We go out together and all this shit. And you can do that for a year. You can do that for 2 years. But then when she started catching him slipping, I think she was even okay. Like, not okay, but like, Ray, you know, I found this email. And, you know, if it's something you want to tell me, cause we promised to be together. We need to go to counseling. Like she probably was going to do all that. And then just one day, like I said, he's talking to J.R. Smith. And J.R. was like, man, she did what? He's like, yeah. He was like, hey, Ray, you trying to go to the club? Nah, man, I actually got to go to counseling tonight, man. Counseling for what? Oh, man, you know, we have some problems at home, man. Just got married. Going to have got to talk to the marriage counselor, man. You know, got some, over what? Man, remember that time, we went out with Tammy and them and I fucked that chick and shit, man. Like she found the numbers in my pocket and, found the emails and shit, the sex. So, yeah, man, we just gonna try to work it out. Man, fuck that bitch. Man, come on, dog. That's my wife, man. You gonna disrespect me? Like, no, man, fuck that. Man, look, man, we get bitches all day, nigga. The fuck she gonna do? Man, you go home and you tell her you ain't going to counseling. You coming out with me and my brother and we getting bitches. You know what, man? You're right, J.R.
But that was after he had been cheating for a while. That's all I'm saying. Not the first number.
We agree on that. I say it's not he might have been cheating all day. It's not that. It's the disrespect, man.
No, I agree. It's disrespectful to cheat. And
she not a gold digger. Like you can disrespect a gold digger because what do they want? The fucking money.
I'm just saying it's not the first time he flashed the gun. It wasn't the first time he threatened her. It was kind of like Nino in the car.
That might be true.
It was like Nino in the car. It was that final counsel, this bitch.
But you saw once he did that, what she do?
Right.
She left.
But look at how often he disrespected her prior to that.
Nah, that was the disrespect. Like before that, you can make an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when you get married and, you know, a lot of these pretty women, especially, and these women too that believe in like image over everything, where it's like, I just want to look like I got a good marriage. Them motherfuckers will put up with a lot of shit, dog. Cause it's like,
but that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't think she is the type that can get disrespected like that.
She put up with a lot. He had been cheating for a while. He probably been telling her blah 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 blah. He finally hit her with the he been disrespecting her. But I agree. he hit her line of no more disrespect.
Yeah, like, cause,
and her, and he probably hit her with the, you can't have no kids. We've been trying for 2 years.
Right. Can't have no kids, man.
I'm counseling this bitch.
Right. Get out of here. I get another one.
And I'm just saying, I really would like to know, we speculating on what he did. Yeah. I really would like to know what it was. Waved, what was that final
listen,
thing?
Listen, I'm telling you, he waved that gun at her. And he called her a bitch, dog. It happened.
It was more than it had to be.
No, it doesn't have to be. Some people,
did
it doesn't
have to
be.
Call her half a Negro? Something.
Some people, it don't have to be. Like, that's why he got taken by surprise, Justin. Like, if, like, the level.
He had been doing it, right?
Right, no, listen. The level of disrespect you're talking about, you will already be on guard. Like, okay, at some point, she's going to flip. So, let me protect myself. He was so, like, it blew his mind that she did it, because he was like, all I did was call you a bitch, and you doing this? You gonna make me go to prison for calling you a bitch? Is this really gonna happen? I put you through law school, but now I'm supposed to go to prison because I called you the B word one time. Are you out of your fucking mind? That's what he's thinking.
He's mad.
Look at his face. Look at this. Are you seeing? Look at this face of this video of him walking out the courtroom.
He mad.
Look at that, man. That is a man that had no fucking idea.
He mad.
He thought it was cool. He thought he could get away with that shit, dog. He was like, I'm called, you know what I mean? What am I called? Bitch in my life? I'm rich.
You know what? I bet she sent him a, are you okay text.
Dog.
Fuck with him. She trolled him.
She texted, who's the bitch now? That's all. Just who's a bitch now? Probably not even directly to him. Probably like texted J.R. Smith or something.
She put it on her Facebook status.
Yeah. See if J.R. bail you out. Guarantee it, man. He don't even look like the kind of dude that can even. That's the other thing. He not the player that can get away with this. Like, if he was Kobe or something, he might could get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kobe probably would have been out there, like, listen, bitch, I'm not coming home. Stop calling me. Click. And Vanessa just look at her phone, upset, like, what's wrong with him? What's wrong? What's wrong with me?
Why is he doing this again?
Vanessa be like, what's wrong with me?
She sent him a text. What do you want me to change? I will change.
What did I do, Kobe? I'm sorry. Pray tried that shit to a woman with some self-esteem. What was he thinking? God.
Ray, you set dark-skinned brothers back in the NBA.
Soon as I seen his picture, I said, this nigga did it. He did it, man.
Hey, man. Now, you know how brothers be like, oh, fuck black women. Yeah. I ain't never messing with a black woman again because they always want to argue. They want to do this and that.
Yeah.
How many of y'all brothers going to say, let me get back my black women because they not calling 911 on me.
Right. Where's that argument?
Where's that? You can smoke weed with your black woman.
Right. Can we talk about that? Now you gotta go to court. try to keep it different.
Hey man, your phone, if I was on my phone, I really would take a picture of that screenshot of his face.
Dog, I put the link in the chat already for the article. You gotta scroll to the bottom, man. His face walking out the courtroom says everything. What,
the other one though, it's another one you clicked on.
I know. Well, hold on. I might be able to put that one back up. Hold on a second. Let me get that back up. Oh, but yeah, that one, his face is priceless, man. Priceless. Like, dude.
Heyron face didn't even look like that when they arrested him.
Yeah.
For what he is alleged to have done.
Yeah. Good grief, man. Look at, let me put this picture up real quick. Cause it's actually populating with, what is the, thing? There we go. Look at this. Where did it go? Did it pop up?
It's loading slowly.
Oh. All right. Let me know if that.
It's done now.
Okay. Yeah, man. Look at that man's face, dog. That dude did that shit. And he like, I can't believe all I did was call her a bitch one time.
He like, he just want to go home, curl up in his bed, and get some hot cocoa.
That is the face of a nigga that got bad relationship advice. Like, the fuck was I listening to J.R. Smith for? This nigga don't even got a girlfriend. he be on Twitter.
But J.R. Smith got hold control.
But he don't date a certain. J.R. Smith don't know nothing about the kind of woman that was married to Raymond Felton.
Hey, I bet you J.R. Smith hit her with the, bro, you can't hang out with us, man. You know, you went to Carolina. You ain't about this life.
He reversed psychology and shit.
Ray was like, nah, man, we go to Franklin Street all the time in Carolina.
Yeah, man, you know how many hoes I used to get, man?
He's like, nah, man. I've been to Franklin Street, man. Yeah. It's not. You ain't go to Durham, though.
You probably don't even be calling your bitch a bitch, man. Get out of here.
I bet you ain't go to Durham and get no hoes.
Yeah. Nah, I went to Durham, man. I do call my bitch a bitch. No, you don't, Ray. Man, watch this.
Ray, I bet you ain't go to South Austin.
Chris Bosh wants all slurs banned.
I bet he does.
Because he gets called all of them.
I bet Chris Bosh want them all bad.
My nigga Chris. Oh, man, I love this dude, man.
Stand up for your people, Chris.
You know, the worst part is, it's because he got a good heart. Like, that's the worst part. It's actually not selfish. Like, if you sat him down, he'll be like, it's just people shouldn't call anybody bad names. It's like, you're right, Chris, but come on, man.
Outside of LeBron James, he probably the coolest Miami Heat player on the team, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it, man. Remember, he was on Twitter before Twitter even blew up, promoting himself to get into the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we know D-Wade ain't doing no shit like that. He too cool for school for that. He probably the coolest Heat player.
I'm just saying, dog. Chris' face in this picture.
He tired, y'all.
He just look like, man, why y'all got to call me that?
Did he stop making many facial expressions, or did people stop after Collins came out?
Nah, it's still going on, man. But yeah, you're right. Yo, you're right. I haven't seen any since Colin came out. Good point. Speaking of which, the Brooklyn Nets have now signed the second ever gay player. The Nets have re-signed Jason Collins to another 10-day contract.
No disrespect.
So, this makes them, they have now broken ground twice.
But you know why they signed him?
Why?
People started coming to the games.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, oh, it's Jason. We'll sign him just to get people to come back to
number
the game.
Number one selling jersey. Number 98.
I don't know why they won't just go ahead and sign him for the year.
I don't know. Maybe they just worried. They nervous.
I mean, even if he never plays another game, he's worth the ticket money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, from fans, it's like, oh, I'm going to go to this game next month.
We already talked about taking, so I won't get into that, but. Jerry Sloan said people need to stop tanking. It's shameful.
Jerry Sloan never tanked.
Yep.
Consistently took a Utah Jazz team to get blowed out the first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently.
So, yep. A former coach called a current team with his general manager in the room embarrassing for intentionally losing, and a current general manager suggested the league completely change its draft structure. I don't think they need to change. Oh, wait, it wasn't Jerry Sloan. Okay, my bad. It was just an NBA general manager. But yeah, I don't think they need to change it at all.
Yeah,
leave it like it is.
What's wrong
cares?
With it?
Yeah. People gonna tank. It happens.
I mean, what can you change it to where the system doesn't affect the teams that consistently win,
right,
and help out the teams that consistently don't win? Because then if you change it, I don't know how it would be fair for those losing teams.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the thing, even though the media chooses to only talk about New York Knicks and Lakers and shit like that, Oklahoma City's not a major market team, and you never have one if taking wasn't allowed.
Yep, and they would have never gotten Kevin Durant.
Or Russell Westbrook, or
James Harden,
or Ibaka. Those are all top draft picks. Like, nah, taking is fine. We always have to have this discussion because they shit to talk about this time of year.
I was going
to
say, too, if people don't want their team tanking, guess what? Stop going to their games.
Right. That's what the Bobcats people did. Stop going to the games when they were sorry. Then they was like, oh, no, y'all, we trying to be good. So that's what happens. Royce White worked out for the Kings.
How did he get there? Did he hitchhike?
Right. But he can work out for anybody. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
The question I got for him is, hop on this flight with me. Cause that's the real test. He called me up. Hey man, I want to work out for you, for the Kings. Okay, cool, man. Meet me in, Utah. What? But the facility in Sacramento. I'm in Sacramento right now. Yeah. Me in Utah in 4 hours. And we'll talk.
Yeah, we'll book a flight. Yeah. I got you.
You meet me in Utah in 4 hours, I'll give you the job. You ain't got to work out. Oh, man, no, I'm kind of sick, man. You know, I've been fighting this cold. I say, what, man? You breaking up. What, Royce, what, you want the job?
He don't want to work, man.
Yeah, he's 22, man.
He don't want to work, man.
He going to need Obama's My Brother's Keeper to help him out, dog. Because this ain't working.
Why did they even accept this phone call?
Right.
Are the Kings that desperate? Because they like dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got Boogie out there. Why not go ahead and just add Royce White to the team? You already got Boogie Cousins.
What would that be like? One dude that won't fly, the other dude fighting everybody. Be like the A-team.
And who cured him if he is cured? Who cured him?
Being broke.
Reality.
Duke Power. U-verse. Student loans. Time Warner.
You think he was like, oh, you can get this flip phone? And he was like, no, I want an Android phone.
Yeah, Citibank cured him.
You owe a lot of people.
Yeah, you need to hop your ass on a plane and get this fucking money.
But it's snakes on a plane.
Yeah. We're gonna drink you some damn, we're gonna drink some NyQuil and hop your ass on that plane, nigga. You don't want to be on planes, man. I know it's not funny because it's a mental issue, but god damn, man, you could be rich. You could be rich if you would just hop on a plane, man. What does that feel like?
And we see he wants to be rich.
Yeah.
It's not like he Ricky Williams was like, I'm good with football. I'm happy with what I have and smoking this weed.
He like, why can't I be like Dwayne Wade and only play home games? I could be a beast at home, bro.
Y'all pay me. Listen, I want $8 million, but if I only play home games, you can pay me $4 million.
He just want to be like the dude that just go to the Y, his local city. Like, oh, I'm just going to go up to Harris tonight, man. What you balling tonight, man? Yeah, man, we got a game. I'm just gonna head on up to Sacramento real quick.
But how did he get around in college?
Did they take the bus everywhere? Like, I don't know.
My team flies. NC State flies to away games. I'm just saying. They fly. They don't ride the bus from NC State down to Miami. They fly.
Yeah. Phil Jackson met with the Knicks. To say no. But Knicks fans are very excited, so good for you guys.
Phil Jackson liked the free trips, man. Yeah. He that dude they'll go sit at a presentation to get a free trip somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just come sit in this 2-hour presentation to buy some property and just say no and you'll still get the free trip.
LeBron blamed his mask and having to wear sleeves on his jersey for his horrible shooting performance last night. He was 6 for 18.
He blamed it or somebody else blamed it?
He did.
Damn it.
I'm not making excuses, but I'm not a big fan of the jersey, said James. Every time I shoot, it feels like it's just pulling right up underneath my arm. It's definitely not a good thing. He took his mask off. He said, I don't like it. It's that simple. His wife texted him at halftime and said, baby, can you put your mask back on? It's helping your hairline. And he said, no. He wouldn't put it back on.
Oh, so you'll slander LBJ.
He had 61. He had LeBron. To have 61 on my man. On LKG, that's wrong, LeBron. I put that last joke in Comic Sans. Oh, man.
But you know what, though? If he just order a bigger size, he can bring back the baggy look. And yep. Things will be okay.
Apparently, the NCAA there's a proposed class action lawsuit from former West Virginia University running back Sean Austin. The suit claims the NCAA has illegally capped academic scholarships at a value below that of attending college. It seeks to recover all of the out-of-pocket expenses that former FBS scholarship players had to shell out to cover their cost of living, and also reverse an NCAA rule that prevents athletes from receiving an extra $2,000 stipend. Which is funny, because people always run to that stipend shit when they go, well, they get paid in a stipend, and apparently they don't.
Let me, for everybody that says that argument, even with the $2,000, let's give you $2,000 and see how long that lasts you for a semester.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
I'm going to give you that for a semester. Semester about 4 or 5 months. I'm going to give that to you and let me see how long that lasts you for 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm. I also had to take out a $5,500 loan during his quote unquote free ride. He deserves to get the money back, but he and the rest of his proposed class deserve a lot more. And even if everything breaks their way in the courts, they're not going to get it. You know, all the other stuff that they paid. That was just an interesting lawsuit. Different tactic. Going to be interested to see what happens. Probably take years and years to fucking work it out. Let's see what else we got. I think we talked about this on the regular show. Did you see about this high school football coach that got a Dear John letter through Facebook?
Huh.
Yeah, apparently his girlfriend broke up with him and caught him cheating or something. So she wrote this letter. Dirty laundry time! I don't usually share drama on social media, but I need to bring this to the world's attention. I know you've seen a lot of activity from me lately flaunting my adorable relationship with the boyfriend, Jason Stonebreaker. While these things truly happened, I was not honest with you about my true feelings. These posts were part of a plan to end my relationship. Let me tell you why. I recently found out my wonderful committed boyfriend with whom I currently live has been cheating on me with at least 5 women. He pulled a gun in my face and said, bitch. They range in age and appearance and I'm sure just the tip of the iceberg. I'll choose to take the high road here and not divulge their names. It all started when I stumbled upon this phone and found some incriminating text and pictures. For the record, I am no snooper. Well, how you find it then? Mm-hmm. It's just not my style. I was just only curious. Okay. Just wondering where he'd been up to. I have nothing to hide and assume he didn't either.
Why didn't you just ask him what he had been up to?
Right. Because it would have looked too much like snooping, or because you knew you could snoop later and find out, y'all. But sure enough, I struck infidelity gold and discovered what a twisted psychopath he really is. The fun part of the story is that when he left for work this morning, I kissed him goodbye and asked what he'd like for dinner tonight. Tonight when he gets home, however, he'll find an empty apartment and this letter. Now, I done told you, Justin. I feel vindicated.
I'll say this.
This is what they do. Kiss him on the... Bye, baby. You have a good day at work.
He should call the police.
Mm-hmm.
For any little item that she took that does not belong to her.
To Coach Jason Stoney Stonebracket.
And for her half of the rent next month.
Yep.
Reasonable, like 2 months?
Yeah, she got to pay. Yep. I need 60 days notice.
I don't think he gives a fuck because he had 5 other girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably like, thank you. Now I can operate the way I want to.
Now they can finally come over. You are a fool. You're a liar, a cheater, and a borderline pedophile. You disgust me. You use me and taking me for granted for far too long. I will not waste one more precious minute with your sorry self.
Why would she embarrass herself like that online?
Said I'm not gonna cry. You call me crazy. The lamest, most overused derogatory insult for a woman. I know you struggle with big words, so derogatory equals bad. I'll admit, I was crazy. You know, she said this with crazy eyes. Crazy for lowering my standards for you. Crazy for believing you had potential. Crazy for making excuses for your faults and overlooking your downfalls. Crazy for believing you when you told me you loved me and wanted to spend the rest of your life with me. Crazy for wasting 2.5 years on you. Crazy to move to Nashville, to boat from Nashville to Bowling Green to be with you. Like I always say, behind every crazy woman is a man who made her that way. I couldn't care less what you think of me. Lions do not lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. To reiterate, and that means go over it again.
Stop calling yourself a man.
I am light years out of your league. I'm smarter than you, more successful than you, and kinder than you deserve.
She said that? Mm-hmm. Well, she's not too smart. I mean,
she was still dealing with it. I never understand this. This is some weird logic. I do not. It's like when we lose at the gym and MT starts talking shit about the team that beat us.
Yep.
I never get it because it's like, nigga, they beat us. So you calling them all these names and they sorry and all this shit. We lost to that sorry, terrible team. Like, I'd much rather say, yeah, I'd much rather be like, oh, they good. They beat us. They were better than us. We can, we'll play smarter.
And what we need to fix to win in this game.
This how we win when we play them again. Anyway, that's what she did. I'm better than you, even though I gave you 2 years of my life.
2.5.
Right. And I'm smarter than you, even though you tricked
me. It took
me
2.5 years.
Even though you tricked me and fucked 5 women on the down low. So she says, everyone knows it. I see the look in your friend's eyes, the look that says, why are you with him? None of my friends or family can stand you and have eagerly encouraged me to leave you for years. I should have listened sooner. None of this is helping her case. About the apartment, I terminated the lease weeks ago. Now this gotta be illegal, right? Yes, weeks. It was up March 31st. You have 2 options. Pay March rent or to get the fuck out. We both know you're broke with barely an income, so I assume you'll move back in with mommy and daddy if they let you. Remember how happy they were when I moved to Bowling Green a year ago and you finally moved out of that house? LOL. I doubt she was laughing. You're a broke 30-year-old man whore who lives with his parents, and it's, well, you don't know that he lives with his parents yet.
The other thing is, so?
I still got bitches.
Right, like at the end of all that, he had bitches.
And it's likely you'll be without a job very soon. So lame. I feel as though an elephant has been lifted off my shoulders, or should I say a Yeti? I supported you. I paid for everything. I cooked, cleaned, and done your laundry. I gave you my entire heart and everything I have, but still, this wasn't enough for you. You wanted for nothing. Yet you still felt the need for attention from other women?
Isn't that what a woman's supposed to do in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing more than what you're supposed to do. You should have been taking him out of $200 dates, and then he might not have been cheating on you.
Yeah, should have been eating his ass. You just needed your ego stroke, among other things, because that's the kind of person you are.
Maybe you should have
stroked his ego and his other things.
Wake up in the morning and suck his dick instead of writing letters and worrying about cutting the lease off and power bill and all that other shit. That's what you should have been doing. Then you wouldn't have to write this letter. That's all I'm saying.
You are a twisted psychopath and a master manipulator of women. You flaunt the bravado to cover up your wild insecurities. You are the most pretentious egomaniac I've ever met. All those big words mean you talk a big game, but you ain't shit.
What he should have did was told her thank you, because now he doesn't have any furniture to move. So, I mean, he's really just packing up his clothes. That's like he good to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. She took all the furniture. He good to go.
In conclusion, with 2 more paragraphs to go. I am elated to be done with you. Thank you for giving me an easy out. I've struggled with wanting to leave you for months, but my big heart didn't want to hurt you or leave you stranded without a place to live. Really, where are you going to go? In light of your multiple infidelities, I have found clarity and peace. I may mourn the loss of a relationship, but I will never mourn you. I cannot wait to get you out of my life. I'd rather live in a polar vortex for 100 years than spend one more day with you. I will go on to be amazing. The amazing independent woman that I am, charming, successful, clever, kind, witty, faithful, talented, and wicked smart. My list of attributes is a mile long. How many dudes are reading this? Like, never in your fucking life. Nope. I don't want no parts of this.
Yep.
And you're
lonely much.
Right. You know how many dudes? I can't wait till next Valentine's Day. And you're the fool that let me go. Bless your stupid, stupid heart. I thought she let him go.
Yeah, and
I'm confused.
Doesn't this letter mean she actually wants him to reach out to her?
She wrote this when she was way too angry. I still like he can still get her back.
Yep.
Like, I really feel like if he apologized and promised to go to counseling and work, I feel like she would delete this post and they could work it out.
I guarantee you, he pulled her by saying, "You're so beautiful,"
because
she can't bear to say that by herself.
Right. P.S. Although I'm sure there have been countless others, your epic douchery has come to my attention only in the past few weeks. Everything I've done since then has been a calculated step in my overall strategy to leave you. Nothing I've done has been without purpose. Holding my tongue and acting as if everything was normal. The purpose was to blindside you and it worked. The whole Twitter ordeal and tagging you on social media. The purpose was to call attention to myself and let other women know you had a live-in current girlfriend so they can also see what a dog you are, and it worked.
They probably already knew.
Yeah, they probably know about you. Let's be honest. Packing my belongings bit by bit to sell in a yard sale. The purpose was to make it easier on me moving day, and it worked. Telling you I'm working from home today. The purpose was so I could pack in peace whilst you were at school, and it worked. Not only do you take me for granted, but you also overwhelmingly underestimate me. Hell have no fury as that of a woman scorned, Jason. I've already moved on from you and it was easy. So the moral of the story is a man should never underestimate a woman with bigger balls.
So she's a male.
Yep. I don't know, but he also got, he also resigned and he's getting investigated for inappropriate electronic communication with an 18-year-old student. So he's in trouble. She knows she told.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine.
And what did I say, Justin? This is why you can't disrespect him, dog.
Fuck that. I call all my women bitches.
He was doing fine till he listened to
J.R. Smith. Been doing it since day one.
He was doing fine till he listened to J.R. Smith.
Fuck that bitch.
She started looking through that phone.
Bitches ain't shit. The hoes and tricks.
It probably wasn't
they
even
licked
that.
They licked on my nuts and sucked my dick.
It probably wasn't even that disrespectful what he said. It probably wasn't even bitch. If I was just like, God damn it, can you just wait till I get out the shower? What?
I wish one of my hoes would.
He's like, let me look through your
disrespect
phone.
Disrespect me like that.
Look through his phone. He ain't have a pass protected. He
wasn't.
Which rapper had the best athletic career? A ranking on Deadspin.com. We should probably start at the bottom and go to the top. Number 16, Ice Cube.
Are they saying... They actually really play a sport somewhere? Or?
They're counting his triple-double from today was a good job. I don't think that counts, so I'm going to say no. Number 15, Lil B. Lil B's most famous basketball-related exploits remain his beef with Kevin Durant. Watch out, Thunder fans. The curse is back on. But he also likes to get busy on the court himself. As you can see in the video above, he was invited to try for the Santa Cruz Warriors, Golden State's D-League team. What? Base. Lil B was playing with the Warriors.
Good evening, I'm Brittany Nielsen. We begin tonight with an exciting day for aspiring athletes on the Central Coast. Open tryouts were held today in Aptos for the Santa Cruz Warriors. This is the first year for the Santa Cruz Warriors D-League team. Today's turnout included really talents of all types. Action News reporter Margot Dunphy is live in our Salinas newsroom with tonight's top story. Margot?
Well, Brittany, lots of action and even some fun today at the Aptos High School, where some very hopeful basketball players got a chance to show their skills to the management of our own local.
So the D League has tryouts at a high school,
and they let Lil B come. Like if you're
the D League doesn't even minimum get the practice facility, but high school.
If you're a professional athlete, how do you not just turn around and walk out? Like you walk in there, like you've been playing in Italy. Now you want to try to play for the NBA, so you're gonna start the D League, and you walk in, and Lil B, the base guy, is on the court with big ass diamond earrings. Shooting hoops. How do you not just turn around and be like, man, fuck it. I made a bad life choice. Let me go work at Safeway.
Full Santa Cruz Warriors. Players of all levels, sizes, and ages pounded the court at Aptos High School Sunday for the second and final round of the open tryouts for the Santa Cruz Warriors.
They have to play really well.
Why are they showing Lil B highlights of this nigga missing jumpers?
They have to show us a lot, whether it's their hustle and their effort, their ability to rebound and defend, and also to be coachable and show that they can be part of a team.
The Warriors, the D-League affiliate.
They only show him missed shots. Missed layups?
He missed the layup, bro.
What is this?
The Golden State Warriors hope to find some unique talent among the 68 hopefuls that showed up.
Because you never know. You never know. Everybody's got a dream, And there are a lot of really talented basketball players out there who haven't been given an opportunity for one reason or another.
It was hours of high-powered skill and sweat for a unique pool of contenders like...
Another missed layup! Man, what is going on?
They holding five practices at once. Like, it's a practice at this high school. There's another one going on.
Unique pool of contenders like Bay Area rapper Lil B.
Just put my skills to the test, supporting Bay Area teams and, you know, spreading that love.
Management will select 2 to 5 of the very best. Those players...
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Why do I feel like Lil B went to a private school when he was coming up?
R. Kelly is number 14 on the list.
He should be last. He shouldn't even be on the list. Fuck R. Kelly.
As he explains in the interview above, his first love was basketball. He decided to focus on music when he saw the reaction of girls at the talent show performance, Little Young Girls. But the itch to play ball always remained. He finally got to satisfy his basketball Jones when he signed on to play with the USBL. Like, what? What was his... He was like, damn, these little girls is excited. You know, they pretty excited about this talent show, though. Some young tenderonis in here.
Scumbag.
Here's a video of him talking about
it. Well, that's Lena McGlynn, like my second mother, and she's a pastor and everything. My music teacher in high school.
A preacher's kid.
In high school, my freshman year, I was...
Yeah, he's a PK.
Makes sense now.
PK.
Starting on Kenwood's basketball team, which is the name of my high school. But I happened to have a music class. At that point in time, I think I was about 16, 17. I was not interested in music. I was really trying to be the next Michael Jordan, of course.
Interesting.
Everything I am today, girls. She could see.
Say what?
He was interested in elementary school girls, not music or basketball. Music. That's what he was really interested in. He had a flashback. You see that smile on his face? About the first elementary school girl.
Try to be Michael Jordan.
I am today. She could see it. My mother could see it. And she would tell me that I was going to be where I'm at today and even further. So, and it just happened. She put me in a talent show. And I did the talent show. And the girls were screaming and everything. And I was like, man, I don't get this kind of love on the court.
And I was 37 years old.
You know, and of course, I'm going to choose that over basketball, and I did, and I've been doing it ever since.
I want to be the Michael Jordan of fucking little girls and peeing on them. Lil Romeo's 13.
He should have been a little higher than that.
Yeah, didn't he go to college for real? He went to, like, USC, right?
I thought he actually played some games.
Yeah, so, all right. 50 Cent is number 12. What?
Just because he owns the team? Okay.
Apparently he was a boxer at a junior Olympian at 14. I thought this was, athletic career. Okay. J. Cole. According to him, he was one of about 10 guys from the original 70 or so hopefuls who was asked back for a second trial. Second trial of what?
I hope not basketball, because I saw him at the Celebrity All-Star game the other year.
He attended St. John's. He tried out for to be a walk-on. He made it in back to the second trial, but he never went back because he said it was too time-consuming. So number 10, Cameron. Killer.
I mean, he did make that shot. In that movie he once did with Mekhi Phifer, Paid in Full, and shot the paper into the trash can.
Cam has claimed that he was ranked in the top 25 players nationally going into his senior season. He was looked at by Georgetown University of Miami. However, he never graduated and instead got his GED after high school. He went to Navarro Junior College to play with the eye on transferring, but didn't stick with it. A lot of that is likely untrue, though, according to recruiting site HoopScoop. Yep, I don't know either, but it's better than nothing. There is no Cameron Giles found in the top 100 prospects. There's also a random foreign fighter calling into question his version of events. So, I mean, what else? He said he sold drugs to Poppy. Game, the rapper Game, apparently, he was a baller in high school. According to him, got a scholarship to Washington State. His career was cut short though when he got kicked off the team first semester after being caught with drugs. Washington State denied it ever enrolled him. Damn, rappers be lying, man. They didn't deny the offer though, so who knows what really happened.
Facts. Wow. They be saying facts after everything.
Rick Ross. What? Come on, man. For what?
He played rugby.
He was once a college football player. Briefly, he was on a scholarship offensive lineman at Albany State for all of a couple of weeks before, like so many others, dropping out. It's coincidence that Staley, so far, the only guy who stayed in school, is probably the least popular of all these dudes. So, all right, I can see him being an offensive lineman. He got it.
Yeah. Why do the guys that lied about their athletic prowess, how do they even make the list?
Yeah, like why are they on the list? You can't prove it, and all they did was, I'm going to make a rap.
And how they not last either.
Yeah, like, can I just make up a rap then? Can I get on this list? Then I dunked on Michael Jordan. I'm so important. I be scoring. Put me on the list. Put me on number 7. Fonte, one third of little brother, friend of the show, one half of foreign exchange, began to pursue his rap dreams in earnest at College of North Carolina Central University. However, he didn't have too much free time to hone his craft being a lineman on NCCU's football team and all. So he quit the team. Didn't drop out of school though. Started rapping more. And eventually formed Little Brother with a fellow student's Knife Wonder and Big Pooh. So, 2 Chainz, a.k.a. T.D. Boy.
A.k.a. Old School.
Taheed Epps.
A.k.a. around during the Civil Rights Movement.
Probably has the best highlight tape of all the dudes on the list. Oh, now I want to watch it. But let me put this in the chat for y'all so y'all can see. But apparently he has a highlight tape of him being real good at basketball. Now I noticed these, this looks like a throwback. These are some pretty, pretty high shorts here, TD Boy.
Civil rights movement, man.
Yeah, this must have been a while ago, that he was doing this. But, apparently, let me put it in the chat for y'all so y'all can play it too if you want to. Let me see what he was doing out here in these streets.
At the little ass short song.
January the 17th, 1995. We're in the North Clayton High School gym.
What year did he say?
95.
Damn.
1995. We're in the North Clayton High School gym here in the suburbs of Atlanta. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. This is the second game of the day. We're having the visitors here from Banner.
Man, get North to the highlights.
Clayton Eagles, coached by James Gwynn.
It's just going to be the intro.
John DeCray, 1-on-1, nothing happening. Good defense out here by the Trojans. Cunningham makes a spin move, open on the block, no pass. A steal, 2-on-1. And they get back, they tried to alley-oop it, it didn't work. Here comes Brown.
What's
his last name again?
Epps. How's it a highlight that he threw an alley-oop that didn't get dunked?
Brown gets a taller man. He goes to the right, pulls up, kicks out for the three. It's Favors. Those hits.
I like his team getting burnt.
Epps, number 21, hit the three. Here comes Cunningham, full courting.
He on the blue team. Okay, so he's Epps.
He almost got ducked, though. Yeah. Cheerleaders is getting it.
The old school black cheerleaders is good, dog. I miss them days. I miss that shit. Supersonic. You be sitting up there with that with your mama like, boy, these girls out here are so fast.
Yeah, I used to lean forward like.
Mm-hmm. I used to try to act like I wasn't watching that much. Like, oh, I'm just looking at this book. God damn.
There's a miss. It's long. 2 seconds. And a... Didn't count. The buzzer went off before.
He ducked and started dancing. It was after the buzzer. It didn't even count. It don't even count. He just started jamming.
That stuff by Epps. It was just a little mustard on the hot dog here.
he been doing this dance his whole life, man. That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
The game's over. Epps scored.
he been doing that. He been doing the 2 Chainz dance his whole life. That's beautiful. Wale.
He looks so sad right though.
Yo, he always looks sad to me.
He need a hug.
Apparently he was a running back for Robert Morris University. His college career talks begin about 10 minutes in his interview with Jalen Rose. I don't care. He was forced to redshirt his freshman year after issues with his high school transcript. Going to his sophomore year, he fell out of favor with the coach, transferred to Virginia State.
Think he owed money for his books in high school?
Yeah, I guess not.
Think he was writing in his books? It was like, you got to pay this money for your
transcript. His ego got in the way when he got to the new coach. After an 80-yard touchdown run in practice one day, he began to shout, I told you at the coach.
Not the game, but practice. Not the game that he live and die for out there on the field with blood, sweat, and tears. But practice? He ran it back in practice.
And God, they killed the coach. You're not even a starter. You transferred.
I told you so. I guarantee you he said nigga. Because they could say nigga back then on the field. Not anymore. But back then, he could say nigga.
Their relationship soon soured, leading him to seek another early exit. When his preferred transfer was held up, he gave up his football dreams and dropped out. He still got multiple shots to play in college, though, which is impressive. Well, don't go by the highlights of that that celebrity game.
I told you so, Nickel.
Staley is one of those upside guys whose place here is a bit of projection coming out of high school in Ohio, where he went up against a young LeBron James. Kyle Myricks earned a scholarship to the University of Michigan for basketball. Unlike many other rappers whose general knuckleheadness cut short their college careers, Staley retired due to injury. Early in Michigan career, he got hurt, leading him to transfer to Long Island University, another basketball scholarship. However, the injury bug will follow him there, preventing him from ever seeing any game time.
So if you get injured, you lose your scholarship?
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it, man.
They wonder why they suing. A scholarship is a year-to-year thing.
It's damn. Not,
yeah.
I thought it was like 4 years you could.
Fuck no. Nigga, that's how they keep them from unionizing. Since they don't have to guarantee your spot, like you ever step out of line, they're like, oh, bye, nigga. Plies. Believe it or not, Plies is probably an improvement on the one his mama gave him, Algernon Washington. Or Nod, as he went by in his playing days.
Say it a little slower, though.
Algernon Washington.
Algernon. Mm-hmm.
He was a fairly decent wide receiver in college and played sparingly for 3 years at Miami of Ohio before transferring to the University of Southern Florida. He lied about his past and probably isn't dumb enough. Dumb as he sounded in that Vibe interview, lie will be another recurring theme. So, okay.
All these number two rappers.
Nelly. Mm-hmm. Notice how no good rappers are athletes. Because you can't be good at sports and to have time to make good raps, right? Then again, I guess he's not really good rappers either.
They're just average at best.
Yeah, it takes a lot of effort to be average. Nelly apparently was a good baseball player, a two-sport athlete, football and baseball. Baseball was his best sport, though. He was pursuing a professional career before his music took off. He played the St. Louis Amateur Baseball Association and won MVP of the league's All-Star game and was on the radar for a couple MLB teams as a prospect. Huh, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I don't know how much he made in music, but I don't know if I would have gave it up for baseball.
Well, he said eventually he saw there was more interest in his music, so quit. And, of course, number one. Make him say,
Yeah, this Pete. I'm the kernel of this motherfucking tank. That's a big thing. I'm out the big bang. Third world husband.
This is the edited version. I got to find a...
Somebody guessed it in the chat.
I got to find the Leon Brothers.
When we first started.
Leon Brothers did. And you were right, Leon. He was the number one athlete, Massa P. All right, man. We got some stuff from that tall, man. You want to keep going?
I'm good.
All right, cool. Let's look at this one. Apparently, it was a good one I saw. Nope, don't care about that. Where was the one I saw? Where was it? Oh, yeah. Ex-Lions player hired as hitman in a failed modern murder plot, according to TMZ. Now, if you're going to hire a former NFL player to kill somebody, why would you choose a Lion? You know they're not going to get it done.
They're not that smart up there.
Yeah. Like, you pick a Patriot or a Steeler or something, man. Like,
yeah,
pick,
a Baltimore Raven.
Yeah, pick
former Baltimore Raven.
Yeah, pick a former Baltimore Raven that might have even got away with it.
Yeah, even Chicago, where they known for selling big weight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they probably...
Ask somebody in the Patriots if they know anybody. A former Detroit Lions football player is suspected of being the hitman in a real-life Hollywood murder-for-hire plot. The identity of the former NFL player has not been released, but sources tell us the guy is very big in size. The backstory is celebrity skin specialist Don DeLuise was arrested Wednesday for allegedly trying to hire someone to kill a skincare competitor. Sources tell us the person she contacted once played for the Lions. The murder was never carried out. Cops stepped in after someone tipped them out to the ledge plot.
Skincare?
Mm-hmm.
This all over exfoliating your skin?
She's going to exfoliate that motherfucker for real. Like, let me exfoliate you with some of these motherfucking stab wounds, nigga. Michael Sam declined a White House invitation to focus on football. Hey man, you should have went.
Why would he not do that? What is he thinking?
I guess he has a spokesperson, Bragman, his advisor. He told USA Today, "We respectfully decline. As much as fun as I would have had, and he would have had going, it sends the wrong message. If he gets on the team and plays well, he'll probably be invited next year. I don't want people to think that he's interested in anything other than getting ready for the draft." All right, you know what? I respect that. Especially since he had a disappointing combine. I get it.
What do you have to do to prepare for the draft? I mean, pick out a suit. What is it?
For him, run faster and jump higher. Because that shit was bad.
Can he not say, I'm going to schedule a visit around my workouts?
I don't know.
Like during my off day or something.
Oh, here's my favorite story of the week. Okay. Before we get to Kobe. Cause this one, before we get to my favorite story, let's talk about this. Darren Sharper allegedly admitted to committing rape.
We knew this. How many though?
He's accused of raping 9 women in 11 states.
We were on the over or under 12.
No, wait, I'm sorry. 5 states. 9 women raping, 11 drugging in 5 different states. According to TMZ, which obtained a copy of the arrest warrant application, the application states that a witness said Sharper and Nunez admitted having non-consensual sex with the women. Through further investigation by the detectives, it was learned that Nunez and Sharper admitted to other known witnesses that he and Sharper had vaginal and or oral sex with victims 1 and 2 without their knowledge or permission. How do you do the oral?
Known witnesses?
Yeah, and why and how do you get oral sex from somebody that's passed out?
I think they were given.
Oh, and had vaginal and or oral sex. So they must have done it to the women? Because
like,
I can't.
Like, maybe one was providing oral while the other one was hitting it from the back or something. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. That's an odd scenario.
This is why I can never be a rapist.
They're odd.
I don't get it.
But my thing was over or under 12. I was minimum 1 a month.
Mm-hmm. You were close. You drugged 11. Sounds like you just couldn't get 2 of the rapes off. You just tried and something happened.
Right. So, but how many has... I want them to admit the number. Like, those are just the ones come forward.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's many more that are like, I'm embarrassed or... I don't want to be vilified, or I'm just trying to get over this, and they're probably not coming forward.
But maybe he looked at it, if I eat the butt first, it doesn't count as rape.
following Black Twitter logic, here is my favorite thing of the week. And then we'll answer the questions in the chat. But listen, have you seen this Andre Blatch video?
Nope.
All right. So apparently Andre Blatch was coming out or getting ready to go into a restaurant.
He plays for the Wizards, right?
He plays for the Nets.
Nets. Okay.
The TMZ guys, who I think the TMZ cameramen are cool as shit, in my opinion, by the way. Like, cause TMZ cameramen, like when they're pro, like sometimes paparazzi, sometimes paparazzi dudes are fucked up, you know, and they'll just be like, hey, and they'll say like fucked up stuff to people to get bad reactions.
Yep.
So it'll be like, hey, Michael Caine, you're a faggot, Michael Caine. And then when he turns around and punches him, it's like, oh, what a jerk. But TMZ cameraman, like with certain people, they just be like, oh, what's up, dog? Like, I like that. So that's what happened to Andre Blatch. He saw TMZ and was like, oh, shit, it's TMZ. So this is him and his girl, or, well, a lady that he knows.
What up, bro?
What's up, TMZ? Yeah. Hey, what's up, bro? What's up, baby?
So he dapped up the cameraman for TMZ. What's up? He wanted to be seen in the streets. Now, this beautiful light-skinned woman walks up, grabs him by the arm, and is passive aggressively trying to get him to say that she's his girlfriend into the camera.
Hey, what's up, baby? What's up, baby?
Who's your girlfriend, Jay? Who's your girlfriend?
My girlfriend is two twins.
Go to get the two twins in here. So
he's got his boys there. And old girl is now trying to say that she's his girlfriend, passive aggressively. And he's trying not to claim her because he's not trying to be on that Raymond Felton.
You're doing good.
His girlfriend is Sandrina.
We
are in the middle.
His boys are clowning him as she's pulling this. I'm his girlfriend, Sandrina.
Hey, you're doing good.
His girlfriend is Sandrina.
We
are in the middle of getting married.
Damn, he's like,
he will not hold her hand. Look at this.
Now.
Look at his body posture. You see how he is refusing to put his arm around her? She is all up on him. He is looking like, get the fuck out.
He shook his head though.
Dog, we getting to that.
Married. Doing good, bro.
And this is what it is right here.
Oh.
He leaned all the way back, shook his head like, no. She's turned and shook her ass at the camera, which, complete groupie code.
I'm okay with that, though. Let's see the ass one more time.
No, we will, but I'm just saying. If I saw you out and you were with Turk, and I was like, oh, what's up, Turk, man? What's up, Justin? How you doing? And Turk walked over and said, I'm his girlfriend, Turk. And you start leaning back, shaking your head. And then she shook her ass at me. I'll be like, and that's why she's not his girlfriend. That's not a girlfriend thing to do. But
that's
let's
what
get
Raymond Felton was trying to avoid.
Yeah.
He was trying to find something a little more classy.
Yeah, we are in the middle of getting married.
Doing good, bro.
And this is what it is right here.
Oh. Wow.
But it's all good because we have an understanding.
So see, she tried to dial it back like, we have an understanding, which is also like, it's, which a lot of women do, by the way. Now, I saw somebody doing this on Twitter the other day. Like, an understanding better than a relationship. It's like, an understanding is, as long as you understand, you're not my girlfriend. That's what that means. Understand that this ain't exclusive. That's what you need to understand. It's never like, understand we're going to be together forever and I want to marry you. It's always understand some other shit.
Yeah, understand this car is leased. Yeah. And we'll be going back.
Right.
Understand you will never get a key.
Now he's full back. He's full out, leaning back and doing the like cut sign at his neck like no.
So did you?
And then when she turned around, he put his hand on his chest and started shaking his head. Yes, like, mm-hmm, sure, you're right. But it's obvious that he's like, hell no.
But it's all good because we have an understanding.
So did you?
Did somebody yell out, is she pregnant?
Is she breaking me?
Somebody asked, is she pregnant?
It sounded like she yelled out, and she pregnant.
So did you? And she pregnant. And she, breaking news, TMZ Sports.
And
open that.
They clowning now, right? The dude, his friend clowning them, said, is she pregnant? And Andre Blatt dapped him up like, oh, you got me.
You know what?
I can't believe she don't realize that she's the butt of this joke. Yeah, like at one point she's supposed to be like, oh wait, they're joking because I'm so obviously not girlfriend material. Like that's the joke. The joke is I'm a whore and these guys are disgusted by me.
All of them that's smashed.
But you guys, hey, but for real though.
She is cussing out his friends.
She said looking ass niggas.
Yeah. Thank you, Nicki Minaj. Malcolm X will be proud. But she's cussing out his friends, dog. Like, because you know she's trying to be, oh, they just hating on me. Like, no, Andre is laughing at you, too.
Open that over there. But you guys...
Pause that right there.
Yeah, she tried to slap his head off.
Right there when she hit his head, he should have punched her right in the damn mouth.
No, stop. Ray Rice, stop. Come Ray on, Rice man. Come on, man. Ray Rice like, what's wrong with him? Why he didn't punch her back? That's a get out of jail free card, right? That's how it work.
Hey, but for real though.
Okay, all right, fine, I'll go. What's your name?
Hey, but
they had this fancy ass restaurant, and you could tell the maitre d' came outside, or the waiter came out just to be like, come on, man. Can y'all just please come inside and be quiet? Y'all running away our white customers at this point. So she said she gonna walk in the restaurant.
You better spend a $3,000 minimum.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fine, I'll go. What's your name? Hey, but I see you, dog. You doing it.
I ain't doing nothing.
Oh, he said, nah.
So he said, I ain't doing nothing. Nah.
He said, I don't want to.
So now you would think, Rod, that's funny enough. We can stop. My man, Swaggy P, apparently saw this video and ran into TMZ when he was at the club. And he had something to say about it.
What's up, TMZ? What's up, baby? This is Andre Blatt. How y'all living, man?
Caught him slipping with the chick.
What you say?
He said he walked up to the camera.
Drinking it. He made sure he showed he had water in his bottle.
Yeah. Hey, but he walked up to the camera the same way Andre Blatt walked up to the other dude. Say, what's up, man? What's happening, TMZ, baby?
But weren't they cool?
Yeah, they are cool.
From Washington, right?
Yeah, but it's still funny.
No, I just wanted to make sure I went crazy.
Yeah, he clowning them.
Hey, what's up, baby? This is Andre Blatt. How y'all living, man?
I've been caught him slipping with the chick.
What you say? I am his woman.
Like they had the same wingman.
He could. No, he looked like the same dude.
Yep.
I was looking at that too. I was like, is this the same wingman? He just hang out with different NBA entourages.
They pay him to hang out with the entourage.
Chick. That's what I'm saying. I am his woman.
You're the Andre real quick.
What's up, Tim?
Oh, man, he's joking him.
I'm doing this every day. I'm going to do the Andre Blatt, dog. I can't wait to play ball tomorrow. What's happening, baby? Some TMZ.
Baby, what's up, man? I was looking for y'all, man. Y'all straight?
I'm chick.
What's up, Andre? Come on.
Hey, I am.
He doing the lean back, crossing his neck like no. Look,
man, Swaggy P is that dude, man. How can y'all not like Swaggy P?
I don't know why people don't like Swaggy P.
I've been saying this since day one when he came to the Lakers. That was a good
pick. I like Swaggy P back when he was on the Wizards, though.
I didn't know much about him. I just knew they kept trying to joke him.
Dude.
But once he came to the Lakers, I was like, no, I don't like that
I
dude.
Got in a huge argument with my friend Agent Chris. Cause he hates Swaggy P, man.
What? I met Chris.
Yeah, man. Like, he a Wizards fan. So, we went to a Wizards game when, John Wall was hurt. So basically all they had was Andre Blatt and Swaggy P. And I was like, yo, Nick Young good. He was like, man, he terrible. I was like, on a team like this, y'all need somebody that can create his own shot and ain't scared. And that's all he do.
And he wasn't even calling himself Swaggy P then.
No, he was just Nick Young, man. And he ain't like him, man. I was like, he cool to me, so it was a big argument.
Hey, I am
I'm his woman.
he's like, no. Who is this woman, Andre? Who is this woman? She's very beautiful. Are you guys thinking about making it serious? Is that what it is? You taking it to the next level?
What you say? We about to get mad.
You just meet her at the club tonight. What happened? Watch out, man. Get that prenup, Andre.
Oh man, that's so good.
Oh, Swaggy P.
Yeah, I don't know what. There's another video they added. Sandrina on the break room. I don't know what this is. Oh, it's already been taken down. Oh,
it
my
probably
God.
Was her.
Yeah,
because she said that was her name, so it was probably her.
Oh my God,
doing an interview about the fact of how he acted.
What's going on, Tilsy? What's happening, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's up? I just want to hear it one more time. I got to hear Andre's version of it, though. He was like, what's going on? What's happening, TMZ, baby?
What up, bro?
What's up, TMZ?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, baby? What's up, baby?
Did you see his hands when he came out, too?
Yeah. Now I want to hear Andre, I want to hear Nick Young version of it.
What's up, baby?
I looked at the camera right there. You paused.
he was clowning so good. Oh man. Oh God, man. That was my favorite thing. Well, second favorite video I watched all week. The other one was not involving sports, man. We'll talk about that Sunday. But whoo, man. Got me sweating up in here, man. Motherfucking.
That's why I love sports.
Nick Young. What's happening to you, baby?
You know, after seeing that video of Sabrina.
Yeah.
I just want to leave my wife. I want to marry her.
You know, I'll put my gun on Kara tonight. Let her know what's happening. Let her know what's happening. La 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 la. La 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 la, la 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 la. Hey Mamba, all right. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, who's had his nickname since he started calling himself the Black Mamba in 2007.
It's been longer than that.
DeAnthony Thomas is also the Black Mamba, but he spells it the Black Mamba on Twitter. He's had his nickname is a matter of contention. Snoop Dogg claims to have given him the nickname, although a Sports Illustrated profile reveals that when Snoop first saw Thomas play in 2005, he was already known as the Black Mamba. Regardless, our Matthew Fairborn found that Thomas is convinced he had the name first. I feel like everyone knows that I was way before Kobe Bryant, Thomas said. He was just in the spotlight more than me. It was my childhood days. It's great to look up to him. Hopefully one day we could do a commercial about it or something.
Good PR. Way to get yourself out there, young brother.
Yep. And Kobe Bryant, found him and went to, took a picture with him. And Thomas posted it on Instagram and said, that's deadly venom. Two snakes in the building at Kobe Bryant. Hashtag Black Mamba with an O. Hashtag Black Mamba with an A. Hashtag run that. Hashtag check that. Never for a moment think that Thomas' assistant has been called, that his assistant, that he be called the Black Mamba is a misspelling. The Instagram caption reveals he knows full well that Mamba and Mamba are two different words. Bless you, that. So, there you go, man. That's cool of Kobe, man. To actually go out there and be like, let me take a picture with this young man, dog. Like, a lot of older dudes would be like, nah, I'm the Black Mamba. Fuck you. Kobe went out there and said, man, let me go inspire this young man. Hopefully one day he make it to my level.
Man, Kobe just, how can y'all not like Kobe?
This is also another one of those things that Michael Jordan, the greatest player ever, never would have did.
Yep, and Magic would have gave the kid AIDS.
Jay Sarge has a question in the chat. Says, PJ, PJ Pistol Play Hairston. Pistol Play.
I like that.
Has improved his draft stock by playing in the D League. Had 36 off the bench this week. Does this start to prove Mark Cuban right about the D League being a better alternative than college? He's been right.
Yeah.
He's been right the whole time. I've been saying it for years. There should be no professional athletes in college basketball.
Yep. The thing is, though, if he's already in the D League, why does he have to get drafted? Can't they call him up to one of their teams?
I don't know how it works. I think you have to wait till your, I don't know. I think you have to declare for the draft to officially get drafted. And then once you go undrafted, it's different, but you have to declare for the draft at least once, I believe.
That's a stupid rule.
Yeah, I think y'all write us if that's wrong. I don't know. Jay Sarr says that he are asking for your cousin, Anthony Morrow, to be bought out, who is shooting 47% for three this season. Please. Please, please, please. I've been saying he's a perfect fit for a team that's already established and winning. He could fit right in. He's a better fit than Ray Allen. He's younger. He'll be around longer. He'll probably cost less. And he's a professional. And he needs to be on a high profile position, man, because honestly, dude, he should be in the 3-point contest every year. And the teams he's been on lately, complete clusterfucks, man. It's so hard watching my cousin play, man. He plays in New Orleans now. And, New Orleans fans always get mad when I watch those games and tweet them, because I just end up hating all the other players. I'll be like, why the fuck won't they even pass the goddamn ball? He wide open.
Man, they was on TV the other day.
Yeah.
And I watched that game, and you would see him in the corner. He was even calling for the ball.
Yeah.
Like, woo, woo, yeah, woo. I was like, and he's still open, and they still won't pass.
And he's not a gun. Like, it's not like if you throw it to him, he just pull it no matter what. He's on some like, okay, throw it to me. Now that makes the defense rotate. I'm going to throw it down to Anthony Davis. We're going to get a layup. Like, that's the kind of player he is. He's so unselfish. He always does the right thing. And then you watch the games, and it's just like Tyreek Evans trying to take three niggas off the dribble, getting blocked. And, you know, at this point, man, it's just hard to watch him play. It was worse when he was with the Hawks, though. So, I mean, at least it's better than that. But it's still pretty bad, man. Just total disorganized chaos team. And terrible coach. They didn't even start playing Anthony till a few weeks ago. Nigga, what? You letting Austin Rivers get in the game and throw up them low percentage bricks?
That one-handed dribble.
Yeah.
I can only go to the right.
What the fuck, man? It's so frustrating, dude. I can't watch the game. I just get mad, man.
How does Doc not teach his son to use both his hands?
Right. He should be. I'm questioning his parenting at this point. Apparently, TMZ says Dwayne Wade to Gabrielle Union. Cheaters sometimes do prosper. How is this breaking news? What happened? Adultery isn't always a bad thing. At least that's what Dwayne Wade seems to be saying in a new Instagram post in which he admits to cheating both with and on Gabrielle Union. God damn. What?
I mean, we said this, though.
He don't even care no more? He don't even want to pretend to care?
Man, he just wanted to break her down. He just wanted to do what he could do to see how far she would go.
Wade posted a photo of Gabby on Woman Crush Wednesday, along with a caption, "My hashtag WCW, my hashtag beautiful black queen. My life mistakes gave me you, and my life mistakes almost made me lose you. But your love has conquered all, and I hope to spend the rest of my life with you." Of course, the big mystery is, what are the life mistakes? Cheating, nigga. Cheating. Life mistakes that made me lose you are likely when he knocked up another woman last year. Dwayne Wade has already acknowledged he's the dad, but insisted that he and Gabby were on a break at the time. As for the life mistakes that gave me you, Wade's first wife, Savannah Wade, was publicly suggested Dwayne Wade cheated on her with Union back when they were still married. Wade's post suggests that he's confirming her suspicions. I told y'all niggas this. Motherfuckers argue with me left and right. Oh, it doesn't mean that, Rod. Look, I know common sense. I'm a fucking adult. Of course he's cheating on her. Jesus Christ. You gotta be stupid not to know at this point.
His whole control, though, over Gabrielle Union is just...
It's crazy. Yeah. Magnifique. Magnifique.
Damn, is she holding black women. She is holding y'all back. Stick y'all back to the 60s.
Paul George says he wants LeBron to be his basketball mentor. Don't fall into the trap, nigga. This is exactly what Kobe did to them boys. LeBron done learned from Kobe, dog. He about to have y'all calling him big brother and shit. Thinking y'all friends. Y'all ain't friends. He's not about to teach you nothing that he knows.
He ain't invite them to the first workout.
He gonna teach y'all like two things. Now, see, that's the master move, right? You act like you teaching them. You like, oh yeah, man, we gonna shoot around together. And he go out there and be like, see, what I do See, like, okay, see, Paul, you see what you're doing now? See, what I do when I get ready to fade, I kick my leg like this. See what I'm saying? Kick my leg. They gonna do that shit for like an hour. Then Paul gonna be like, all right, man, so is that all you do? He's like, yeah, that's all I do, man. Y'all ready to get out of here? Yep. They gonna go. And he gonna be like, all right, man, I'm gonna meet y'all back at the club tonight. All right. Then he just drive around the block, go back into the gym. Then he start tying them weights to his shirt. adding the rope resistance training while shooting jumpers, lifting the extra weight, a couple extra sets. You're like, yeah, see, that's just my first workout.
Yo, now he working on his max.
Right. Like
before, when he said that was his max,
mm-hmm.
he added 50 more pounds to that.
He was learning your max. He was learning what you do so he could do more, man. That's what Kobe did. They say Kobe used to work out at like fucking 3 a.m. and shit. Like, are you serious?
And the boy's over at 7 for the second
one. Yeah, you know he ain't give them niggas the whole tour. Like, man, I'm getting my third workout in for the day. Guess I'll go ahead and let LeBron spot me. Probably be in there making them soft. Like, oh, yeah, man, just spot me real quick, man. So, and then when his day turned, he started talking to him about stuff.
Yep.
Oh, man, so what's going on in your life, man? Or, oh, you getting married? That's cool, man. All right, my turn. Get back on these weights. No, don't talk to me.
I said shut up.
You distracted me, boy.
Oh, my bag. I ain't mean to yell.
Yeah, two more sets of 20 for me.
I ain't mean to yell. This is how I get one.
You know what? 10 is enough for you. That's enough.
You big enough. You don't want to get too big, LeBron. You don't want to get too big.
I guess Bron went to big. Leon Brother says, y'all going to talk about Bron going to Big Z's jersey retirement in Cleveland? No. It's really nothing to say. Sure. I mean, the real question is, was Dan Gilbert at the signing? Was he cool with that retirement? Oh, it's tomorrow. Yeah, I will watch to see if Dan Gilbert is around.
Yeah, he should go. He will be going. It's his off day.
See him try to pretend LeBron ain't there.
He like Big Z.
Yeah, he should go. If Kyrie leaves Miami for Cleveland, how hard will Justin laugh? Pretty hard.
Like, it's not a matter if Kyrie leaves, but when he's leaving.
If he goes to Miami, that'll be the greatest.
And not how hard I will laugh, but how hard will LeBron laugh?
And how bad is it if you lose Kyrie Irving, your team still sucks even though you got another number one draft pick? How bad is that for Cleveland? Shout out to Anthony Bennett, though.
No disrespect, man.
He did get double digits one time.
Once.
Paul George shows that you and Justin hold control evaluation is a great way to evaluate talent. When y'all going to sell this to the NBA teams? Man, next year we might need to do, you know what, man? First of all, we did the NBA draft special last year with hold control.
Yep.
And I feel pretty confident in our rankings. We still have Michael Carter Williams pretty high on the list. And you look at who's prospering right now. MCW's doing his thing as far as rookie of the year is concerned.
Shane Larkin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a few others.
So maybe this year when we do it, you know, people pay attention. But, I mean, we be knowing the game, bro. You could just look at certain players. You be like, when that dude gets to the NBA, Hulk Troll going to be sick. Going to be sick. Paul George. Not a dude I was on my radar for Hulk control, honestly.
There's other tangibles too. Remember, we looked at what area of the country they were in, right. All those things.
How light skinned they are, how pretty they are.
Yep.
You know, some dudes, they don't care about all that pretty shit, but that's not always a good sign. You know, it's like, oh, I'm rough and rugged. Right. But you probably don't know how to handle no hoes.
Yep.
Like, look at Raven Felton.
And he went to Carolina. He had a variety of hoes.
He wasn't ready for no pretty woman. He wasn't ready for all that. He was ready for the kind of woman you don't cheat on. He wasn't ready for the kind of woman you do cheat on.
And you think he would be ready considering he won a championship.
Yep.
At Carolina. Nope.
It's not to mention part of whole control is playing under controversy. Okay. When Kobe had that case over him, did he fall off? No. You know what happened when Raymond Felton got that case on him? He went 1-for-7 the next night and had 2 points. That's a lack of hold control.
Yep.
A true G goes out there and acquits himself on the court. You go, I don't think he did it. Why? Because Raymond Felton had 27, 7, and 5 tonight.
And didn't Kobe go drop 50 in Denver?
Yeah. There's nothing to a player like him, man. It's nothing. He said, this shit is nothing to me. I didn't do it. And I believed him because he had the box score to prove it.
The other thing is, man, sometimes whole control is just being committed and having one woman. Like the guard for Golden State.
Steph?
Yes, Kerr.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's whole control too.
He had a good example. His father, his father seemed like the type that was like, I know I'm not going to be out here cheating, so let me get a woman that's so bad, so bad, nobody will ever blame me. Like, they'll just be like, I see you. I get it.
Right.
Like, that's what he did. He was just like, look at her. Like, if you be like, man, you ain't going to get on these hoes tonight, he was like, are you serious?
Do you see what I got at home?
I can't even get my dick hard for these hoes. They don't do nothing for me. Right. Look at my woman.
So, and there's other things like that that we put into whole control.
Yeah. Dr. Dostak says, I guess on Kyrie, if he stays in Cleveland, does that mean he's giving up on everything? It doesn't mean that, but it doesn't mean that. I like Kyrie Irving, man. He might just, it could mean that, but what I think it would more than likely mean is that he overestimates how much, he can affect the outcome of a game. Like, you think that, like, cause LeBron was there as the greatest player in the NBA and got them to the finals where they got swept. And that's the most they ever had. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I wouldn't say that he would give up. It might just mean that he really feel like, I'm so good, I'm going to turn this around. Melo was doing this too. And when you young, man, it's real hard not to believe that you can do that. Like, every young dude thinks they're invincible. Allen Iverson, like, look at all the dudes that didn't get a championship that never stopped, changed their game. It's cause it takes a long time before you give up, man. KG. I remember when everybody used to be like, KG need to get out of Minnesota. He'd be like, I'm good. 10 years later, he's like, oh, it's Minnesota. I know what you guys mean. You mean nobody wants to play in Minnesota. I thought y'all was saying I was sorry. No. We saying that you are in a sorry ass city.
However though, Kyrie, not that good, bro.
Yeah, he's not good enough to turn it around by himself. He's just not, you know, but he is, you know, if he went to Miami, if he went to, where else could he go? OKC? Nah.
They would accept him at the Pacers.
Yeah, if he was on the Pacers, there's a ton of places that if he went there, I'd immediately be like, he makes their team a lot better. Cause I do think he's a good point guard. He just ain't, he not superstar good. Yeah. All right. Last question.
And the other thing, if he did stay, it would totally have to be because he wants to be the big fish in a small pond.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would have to be something like that. His ego. It couldn't be because he think they're going to win a championship.
Like, he doesn't care about winning.
Last question. Can we get a J.R. Smith relationship video series or books? I wish we could, honestly. I feel like it would be very short. to the point. Be a ton of, hey, the letter would be the longest part. Like, then she cheated on me, and then, you know, she had a kid, but then I want to be here for the kid, and then he's like, man, listen, dog, these bitches are crazy. You need to get away from that bitch. See you next week. Don't listen to these bitches.
It wouldn't even be that long. It actually would be something to the line of, once you give me her number.
Right. What she look like?
I'll straighten it out for you.
Yeah. What she look like?
I'll send that along with a picture.
Along with a picture. I'll give her a call. All right, man. We'll be back next week, man. It's a longer show. Can't believe we didn't have anything to talk about. But we made it into something. We will talk to you guys next week. Peace out.